property, your own home, then you don't have to buy my book. I will give you a free copy of my book and my Making Money CD. That's over $100 value. This limited time free offer is available only on my website, 9freebook.com. That's number 9freebook.com. That's number 9free.
Want to learn more about yourself? Want more insight into the lives of others? Then call Psychic Source now, 800-270-0975. New members get 10 minutes of intuitive guidance for just $19.95. Call Psychic Source now, 800-270-0975. We have over 100 psychics available. 10 minutes is just $19.95 for first-time callers. Tarot, astrology, numerology, and other ancient arts can offer you the insights you want. Call Psychic Source now, 800-270-0975. Talk for 10 minutes for just $19.95. New members only. Learn what a psychic reading can do for you. You need the source, Psychic Source. We're here right now. 800-270-0975. 800-270-0975. For entertainment purposes only.
Call us in Boulder, Cherry Creek, and the Denver Tech Center at 303-447-9000. That's 303-447-9000.
Ed Schultz is going to tell it like it is. And now he has more time to do the telling. Fewer commercials means more talk on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk. KKCN, Thornton Boulder.
This is Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman. Members of the House yesterday sent President Bush a clear message, handing him a defeat in his effort to preserve all aspects of the controversial USA Patriot Act. House voted to curtail the FBI's ability to seize library and bookstore records for terrorism investigations. President has threatened to veto any measure that will weaken those powers, but yesterday's vote of 238 to 187 shows that even conservative Republicans were worried about the government's intrusion into the personal lives of Americans. Some conservatives teamed up with Democrats in delivering the White House defeat over the privacy issue. President was on a stump earlier this month in a bid to get Congress to preserve the broad powers of the Patriot Act. It seems that a growing number of Democrats and Republicans are demanding an exit strategy from the Bush administration with respect to the war in Iraq. Pressure is mounting on the White House each day that it stands still over the issue. Recent polls show support for the war in Iraq is rapidly declining. Compounding that problem is the well-publicized Downing Street memo showing the White House had set its sights on war with Iraq long before putting together a justification for it. Last week, in-house conservative Republican Walter B. Jones of North Carolina called for the Bush administration to set a specific goal for leaving the Middle Eastern country. Wisconsin Democratic Senator Russell Feingold yesterday introduced legislation calling for a detailed exit strategy. After his American employees left and monthly food rations began to shrink, Hussein Hadi started selling his furniture, and his bed was the last thing to go in Iraq. Now Hadi, his wife, sister, mother, two brothers, three children, and a nephew sleep on his living room floor in Baghdad, their blankets sewn from flour sacks. Some nights they fall asleep hungry. Hope is small, said his wife. Like many Iraqis, Hadis depend on food rations distributed by the government. Sometimes the sugar they receive has been hardened by rainwater, and the rice is crawling with maggots. Soap is so harsh that it causes rashes. On the rare occasions when the Hadis received all items, sugar, rice, flour, baby milk, tea, vegetable oil, and a few other essentials, they consider themselves very lucky. With the Senate Finance Committee at an impasse on Social Security, the House leaders anxious about moving forward, Republican congressional leaders have told the White House in recent days that it is time to look for an escape route. Senate GOP leaders, in discussions with White House Deputy Chief of Staff Karl Rove and political officials, have made it clear that they are stuck in a deep rut and suggested it is time for an exit strategy, according to a senior Senate Republican official and Finance Committee aides. You're listening to Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman.
News brought to you by your participating True Value stores. Don't miss True Value's weekend project sale. Now through June 26th, get great prices on paint, lawn, and garden supplies. True Value, help is just around the corner.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Well, the highways are starting to pick up this morning. Southbound I-25 already loaded up from Thornton Parkway down to the Turnpike. Then we have a medical emergency southbound I-25 approaching Broadway now. In Aurora, southbound 225 looks good north and southbound, and I-70 moving along just fine between Wheat Ridge and Aurora. Around town, Foothills Parkway and Arapahoe are picking up a little bit, and we're getting busy on the diagonal on Highway 93, and the turnpike looks good both east and westbound. Now, off the highways, Wadsworth shut down in both directions between Yale and Morse, and that's because of a bad overnight accident and investigation underway there. Today's weather, sunny skies this morning. Thunderstorms expected this afternoon with highs in the 80s. Right now, 56 degrees. The Colorado Renaissance Festival. Enjoy the fantasy, knights in shining armor, magicians, minstrels, and comedy, fine arts and crafts, and food fit for a king. The Colorado Renaissance Festival open weekends through July 31st. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Nothing is more all-American than freedom. Join AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, and the ACLU Monday, July 4th, for the 4th Annual 4th of July Liberty Run and Festival of Rights at Washington Park. Enjoy activity.
Spend an evening with Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Andrew Romanoff, and Mike Miles on Saturday, June 25th. Tickets are only $35.
Then Rocky's Autos. You know, instead of having to go to Rocky's and sit there and wait for to get qualified for a loan, you can pre-qualify online by simply going to rockysautos.com and get pre-qualified for the late model truck, minivan, car, or SUV that you're interested in. And while you're getting pre-qualified, as soon as you're done, you can browse Rocky's inventory. It's like having Rocky's massive showroom right in your home. And if you enjoy people and you're outgoing, how would you like to be part of Colorado's number one sales team? At Rocky's Autos, those are the most important things they look for when joining the Rocky's family. As long as you have a positive attitude, they'll teach you everything there is to know about the business, and you can earn while you learn. Rocky's pays every 2 weeks and will give you a $2,000 guarantee for the first 30 days. Now, you've heard me tell you about all the great people at Rocky's, and it really is a great place. So if you're interested, they're hiring now. Apply in person and ask for Colby. Rocky's Autos, new summer hours, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m.,
it's just as important as how you vote. Be an educated consumer. Go to am760.net and use the blue list today.
You want your little kid to say, hey, Daddy, President Bush tried marijuana, I think I will.
Is this guy suck or what?
I'm the person who gets to decide, not you.
Jay Marvin.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
What does anybody on the right have to complain about?
One terrible pilot.
There's no question about that.
We might just as well build ourselves another government.
Considering we have no energy policy in this country whatsoever. Limit our, being hooked on fossil fuels like a crack addict.
Like I picked the wrong week to quit amphetamines.
I wouldn't answer the marijuana question.
Colorado's favorite lefty. This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
It's the end of the
good morning. 6:06, 6 minutes after 6. 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms by noon. And partly cloudy, a high could reach as much as 90 today. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin with you this morning, and good morning. It's nice to have you along. Oh, I sound like Wayne Gilman, don't I? Good morning. But it's nice to have you here. 303-713-7600. A lot of stuff to talk about this morning. Just a ton of stuff. First of all, we talked a lot about the Downing Street memo here, and I want to remind you that John Conyers is holding those hearings on the Downing Street memo. Now, these are without the Republicans who have refused to go along for obvious reasons. But the Conyers hearings are going to be carried on C-SPAN 3 today. Representative John Conyers, the ranking Democrat on the House Judiciary Committee, was told by House Republicans that he would be refused rooms for Democratic hearings. He's found spaces in the Capitol for his forum, and it's going to be today, because can you believe it's Thursday already? The Downing Street memos are going to be today on C-SPAN number 3. So if you get C-SPAN 3, you can go watch the hearings today put on by John Conyers. And I have to tell you that the Downing Street memo is starting to make the mainstream news. I was shocked, but last night CNN had a whole report on the Downing Street memos with the tagline out on the story, which is that the Downing Street memos are heating up. So it is starting to get into the news. Now, along with that, on the Downing Street memos, coming up today, between starting at 5 p.m. at the Denver Post building, the Broadway side in Denver, concerned citizens of the Denver metro area will be meeting at the Broadway side of the Denver Post building to protest the local media's silence on the Downing Street memo and the implications that the United States knowingly engaged in a war based on false and manipulated intelligence. After the meeting at 5 p.m., the crowd will proceed to march down Broadway, visiting other local media outlets that have refused to fulfill their duties of the ethical and impartial journalism, including Channel 4, Channel 7, and Fox 31. So we'll be reminding you about that off and on. But if you're get out of work early, that's today at 5 p.m. All right, the big news yesterday, which hit while we were on the air here, and I gave out part of the information yesterday. An autopsy has found that Terry Schiavo suffered from severe and irreversible brain damage, and that that basically that whole the whole argument over her was ridiculous. The autopsy of Terry Schiavo found no evidence that the severely brain damaged woman was strangled or abused, and that no amount of therapy would have reversed her condition. This is according to the medical examiner yesterday. Schiavo's brain was damaged in 1990 after she collapsed and suffered heart failure. She was 41 years old, and she died March the 31st at a Pinellas Park, Florida hospice 13 days after her feeding tube was removed by a judge's order. Now, this caps off a 7-year legal battle between Schiavo's husband and the parents, which culminated in national controversy. We talked about it here, and prompted action by Congress and the White House, and also by the president's brother, Governor Jeb Bush, who, despite what was said yesterday, is sticking to his guns. Florida Governor Jeb Bush, who tried to intervene on Schiavo's behalf, said in a written statement yesterday that Terry's life and her death remind us all that life is so fragile and must be valued. We will now listen to this. This really got me yesterday when I heard this, and I want to repeat this to you. We will continue, and I'm quoting Jeb Bush here, we will continue to strive to protect our most vulnerable citizens. You hear what he's saying here? We will continue to strive to protect our most vulnerable citizens. All innocent human life is precious, and government has a duty to protect the weak, disabled, and the vulnerable. Our thoughts and prayers remain with the Schiavo family during this most difficult time. You know, the most vulnerable? How about kids in this country who don't have health insurance? Wouldn't you consider them to be a little bit vulnerable? How about the elderly in this society who have to strain to get by because they don't make enough off Social Security to be able to live? And no, I don't think the Social Security system is broken. But there are many seniors out here in the world who have to make a decision between eating and taking medicine. Now, Bob and Mary Schindler disputed the results, insisting their daughter interacted with them and tried to speak. Their attorney said the family plans to discuss the autopsy with other medical experts and may take some unspecified legal action. They also ruled yesterday that she was blind. The autopsy indicated that she was blind, so she couldn't possibly see, and that her brain was half the size of Karen Ann Quinlan's brain. You remember Karen Ann Quinlan? And that whole fight for life, and that whole argument of revolving around Karen Ann Quinlan and the right to die. My question here to you, if you want to take this up at 6:12, 12 minutes after 6 in the morning, at 303-713-7600, who comes out of this looking bad? Well, we got a whole cast of characters here. Do the Schindlers look bad? Does Governor Jeb Bush look bad? Does President George W. Bush look bad? Does Tom DeLay look bad? Does Bill Frist, who diagnosed her via videotape and who is probably going to run for the presidency, does he look bad? Who looks the worst out of all of this? And certainly Michael Schiavo looks the best, in my opinion, because he didn't have to have the autopsy performed, and he didn't have to release the results. And there was all this innuendo going around that he had strangled her, that he had abused her somehow. Well, the autopsy shows that that didn't happen at all. But we had a big government hoopla here. And I don't know what it is about the neocons, but you know something? They take every opportunity they possibly can to get into your personal life. What motivates them to do this? In other words, a right to die decision, which should be between the families, and which went before numerous judges and had numerous hearings. You know, George W. Bush comes off of vacation, Congress is in special session. There's all this bellicose pronouncements. And for what? I mean, what did it all prove? In the end, this autopsy ends up making jackasses out of all of them. So I'm interested. You want to weigh in on this 303-713-7600. I mean, who looks the worst in all of this? And, you know, should Bill Frist and George W. Bush and Jeb Bush, should they apologize to Michael Schiavo? I mean, it's just amazing that we went through all of that, and now it turns out that she could not have been rehabilitated, that she was blind, that her brain had significantly atrophied, that she was in a vegetative state. And it would seem to, I don't know how you feel about this, but I'll tell you one thing, if I were in a vegetative state, I'd want to be allowed to die. And she didn't die from starvation, she died from dehydration, which runs counter to all of the religious right and all of the neocons' dire predictions. Oh, you're starving her to death. You know, Randall Terry from Operation Rescue was out there making a scene. All these people were grandstanding over Terry Schiavo's death. It's amazing. If you look back on it, that we spent this amount of time on this issue. So, who loses big here? 303-713-7600. We'll take your calls coming up on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. I know it's early in the morning, but...
Are you worried about your cholesterol or blood pressure? What about your joints? With all the news lately, what should you do? Well, have you considered omega-3 fish oil? Millions already have because it's safe, natural, and it really works. Fish oil is clinically proven to lower triglycerides and blood pressure. And now, new research reveals powerful benefits for stiff joints, wrinkled skin, and even poor concentration. If this sounds like you, we can help. We're Natural Start, and we want to rush you a free bottle of our premier omega-3 formula. Simply call 1-800-771-7544 and ask for your free bottle. We know that once you experience our omega-3, you'll become a loyal Natural Start customer. With 3 times the power of ordinary fish oil capsules, our advanced omega-3 delivers better and faster results. It's doctor-recommended and mercury-free. So call 1-800-771-7544 for your free bottle and experience the miracle of fish oil. That's 1-800-771-7544.
Tired of renting? Do you want to start building equity in your own home today? Call United Federal Mortgage now to attend their free and informative home buying education class on Saturday, June 25th from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Classes are filling up fast. Seating is limited. Call 303-759-8484 now or click on the link to reserve your spot. They will teach you all you need to know about buying a home. Learn how to access free grants and gift programs to use for your down payment. Find out how to buy a home with no money down. Earn a certificate to use with FHA loans. Click on the link now to reserve your seat for this great class, 303-759-8484, for this exciting class that covers all aspects of the home buying process. If you are ready to buy now or are just wondering how to get started, this is the class for you. Click on the link now or call 303-759-8484. United Federal Mortgage, helping renters become homeowners. Call 303-759-8484 now to reserve your spot for this free class and start down the road to owning your own home today.
Are you getting promoted at the speed you want and getting the raises you deserve now? If not, contact DeVry University's Keller Graduate School of Management about earning a nationally recognized MBA while you work at one of their 72 locations or online. In Keller's MBA program, learn the latest skills in your field so you have a competitive edge and get promoted faster. Get serious. Find out now how to make this happen. Click right now on the Keller banner in your audio player to learn more. Keller Graduate School of Management. Traction for your career. Programs for underprivileged kids. To take part in the 10th annual Samaritan House Golf Classic or to simply make a cash donation, call 303.
When you're struggling with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt's all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
The people who provide Care One Credit Counseling Services know how to help you get out of debt and get on with your life, so call them now. 800-379-9142. 800-379-9142. We can help you stop the collection calls, pay off your debt sooner, and save up to 50%. 7% every month.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. Gather up your bills and talk to the people who can help, to the people who care. Call Care One Credit Counseling now. 800-379-9142. 800-379-9142. 800-379-9142.
You'll find it in several of the Purina One puppy and adult formulas, and you'll see that it's a carbohydrate source that provides energy, but it also enhances digestibility. Did you know that Purina One dog foods also provide B-complex vitamins, which are necessary for energy and metabolism, and it helps promote healthy skin and coat, among other benefits. Other ingredients include lamb, turkey, niacin, and a whole range of other vitamins and minerals, and the whole list continues. You know, you can click on the tool and find out for yourself. And you might find that your dog is eating better than you are. So log on and see for yourself. And there are 9 Purina One formulas in all. So there's one just right for your dog. Call 1-888-606-BARK for your free 4-pound bag.
Searching for a bachelor's or master's degree program can be a daunting process. Why not study from a college that is focused on the humanities and sciences that allows you to build a course of study that is both interesting and convenient with your busy schedule?
The College of the Humanities and Sciences offers associates, bachelor's, and master's degrees, as well as a diploma program, allowing students the opportunity to explore imaginative literature, natural science, philosophy and religion, social science, education, and jurisprudence degree programs from the comfort of their homes. Because coursework is distance education based, students design their own curriculum and set a study schedule that's convenient for them. To find out how you can start advancing your educational goals today, click on the banner ad inside this media player. Log on to www.chumsci.edu or call 1-877-248-6724. The College of the Humanities and Sciences, your first choice for distance learning.
And 28th Street in the Village Shopping Center. For the men's warehouse nearest you, call 1-800-776-SUIT.
Live, local, and left. Jay Marvin on AM 760.
Her brain suffered damage from lack of blood flow and oxygen, the cause of which cannot be determined with reasonable medical certainty. The manner of death will therefore be certified as undetermined.
Good morning, 620, 20 minutes after 6. High today, could be near 90. Terry Schiavo, well, the autopsy was released yesterday. It was between the 9 and 10 o'clock hour, and I'm asking you who you think came out the worst for wear in this whole thing. Who looked the worst? 303-713-7600. By the way, White House spokesman Scott McClellan said the autopsy did nothing to change President Bush's position that Schiavo's feeding tube should not have been disconnected. He had signed a bill rushed through Congress in March that was a last-ditch effort to restore her feeding tube. Let's go to Jeff in Summit County. Jeff, good morning. You're on AM 760.
Morning, Jay.
Hi, Jeff.
Hey, who do you think's right in Jeb Bush's talking points?
Probably Karl Rove.
Yeah, I think they're already starting to work on that. But anyway, they can't admit they're wrong. And this follows through with any Bush policy. They can't admit they're wrong, and they can't admit to these things and to their constituents, because if they do, they're going to start losing votes on that end of it. That's plain and simple. So the whole tactic is to deny, whether it's a lie, no facts behind it, which they don't have any facts behind them, and it's basically a lie. That's what's going on here in the Bush administration. This is what they do all the time.
Well, who out of these whole cast of characters looked the worst? I think, to me, Bill Frist looked pretty bad.
I think Frist is right up there. I think Bush has to accept some, he is the leader. He is our leader. He's responsible for setting policy. Okay? And if Bush takes it upon himself to make this an issue, which he did, and take out, time, $5 million, is that what was spent in one session of Congress?
I'm not sure how much they spent with that whole session that they had, and I'm not sure how much they spent on that.
It was a lot of money. That money could have went, to something better served. That's for sure. And I think these folks just can't admit they're wrong. If they do, it has a lot to do with their faith. You know, they just believe, you know.
Yeah, their religion has to be everybody's religion. I really object to that, too.
I do, too. I'm very religious myself. I have a solid faith. My parents sent me to, you know, to church when I started at 5 and went through all that. And I went to church camps and all those things. So they can't, you know, say that we're non-Christians. Because we're not. We are Christians. We just don't believe the government has the right to intervene in our personal life. And once they get that foothold, Jay, here's the whole thing. Once they get a foothold with anything of getting into our personal life, it sets a precedent. And once they get that, then they can keep going. And they're going to keep working on that until they get it.
Yeah, you know what, I agree. Jeff, thanks, man.
Thanks.
Call.
Thanks.
All right, 303-713-7600. Let's go to Jim in Loveland. Jim, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, how you doing?
Hey, Jimmy, how are you?
Well, I'm doing okay. Hey, I just wanted to tell you, I followed this Terri Schiavo case for, right, basically from the beginning, 5 years, long before it became trendy to do so.
Right.
And, what can I say? My girlfriend's a long-term care nurse, and she has been for 27 years, and we've had quite a few conversations about this, but I don't pay much attention, and please don't be offended by this, because I don't mean it in any kind of offensive way, but I don't pay much attention to what any politicians say or what any talk show hosts say or any other pundits or even what any of the family says. I pay attention to what the nurse says, and there was at least two nurses that have sworn affidavit testimony as to what they witnessed. Of course, it's a pretty much a no-brainer that she was beyond rehabilitation. The question is how she got to that point. And
they don't know.
Well, on one hand, the doctor's saying they can't determine the cause of death, and then on the other hand, they're saying it's dehydration. Well, if you're not given water, which he ordered the nurse, he had Hitlerian control over the entire nursing staff, and he told them she is not to be given any ice chips, she is not to be given any water, she is not to be given anything. And I'm trying to, as far as I'm concerned, the bad guy in this case is Michael Schiavo.
Because, oh, see, I disagree.
Well, and let me tell you why. If you look, I had an initial reaction to this to be the same, and so did my girlfriend, by the way, who has been a long-term care nurse and who actually had a woman come out of a coma that had been that way for 10 years and as if she never missed a beat recently. They had armed guards in the room, but years ago, 3 or 4 years ago, when this was happening, he was denying her care, and he was doing it claiming that these were her witnesses, wishes. However, he didn't announce to the family or anyone else that these were her wishes.
Yeah, but that, that's at this stage of the game, that's neither here nor there. I mean, the first thing is he didn't have to release an autopsy. He didn't have to go through with that.
Well, he
didn't know, and neither did anybody else, and he didn't have to go through any of that. And he was her legal guardian because she was married to him, and she claimed that her instructions were that she not be kept alive. Since when does, you know, regardless of whether you agree with what he did or you don't agree with what he did, when does that give the government permission to come in and to step in and make a decision for Michael Schiavo? You know, and all of the stuff that went around about how, oh, he abused her, you know, that all turned out to be false, too. But what gives the right of the government to step into a family situation?
Well, the Congress and the Senate have the jurisdictional right to set jurisdictions of the courts. And her case, because there was a dispute between the family and the immediate spouse, her case deserved a federal review. And
it went through tons of judges. The more time was spent on that than... Can you name any other right to die case that spent that much time in adjudication?
Well, they kept rehashing the same rules.
Well, that doesn't make any difference. Can you name me one right to die case that received as much adjudication and attention as the Schiavo case?
There's a reason for that, though.
But don't bring up about how, you know, she deserved to have a, you know, Michael Schiavo was married to her. He was her legal guardian. He said that this is what she wanted done, that they had discussed it, and no matter, you know, what kind of case that you're building, and no matter what kind of case you're trying to construct, you know, there comes a certain point where the government does not belong in the middle of family business, and does not belong in a situation where it comes between a man and a woman, particularly if they're married. And you know, virtually the entire government was hijacked over this issue, and all of the dire predictions and all of the statements that were made all turned out to be patently false and not true. She couldn't be rehabilitated. She couldn't see because she was blind. Her brain was one half the size of Karen Ann Quinlan's brain. I mean, you know, you can go on and on with all the dire predictions. But you know what? All the dire predictions turned out not to be true. She didn't starve to death. She died of dehydration. You know, regardless of what Michael Schiavo did, regardless of whether you like him or you don't like him, you know what? I don't know about you, but I don't want the government in my business. Okay, I don't want dealing in my private business.
So they should have said, well, I don't either. That's why I'm pro-life. Hold on. That's why I'm pro-choice.
Well, yeah, me too. But I consider that to be pro-life in itself.
Okay. Well, yeah, but I mean, so in other words, they should have never reviewed what the lower courts had said.
No, the fact is that they should have stuck with the courts, and when the courts ruled against the Schiavo family, then you had the extremism of Tom DeLay and others claiming that, oh my God, these activist judges, when many of these judges were put on there by Republicans and conservatives, because they become suddenly activist judges when they do something that Tom DeLay or that George W. Bush or the Bill Frist doesn't like. And the idea of, you know, beating the hell out of the courts over this situation is absolutely ludicrous. One of the judges who made a decision was appointed under George Bush's father. I mean,
no, I agree.
They took it way too far, man.
Well, I'm not a big Tom DeLay or Bill Frist fan.
Well, but you know, at some point you have to rely on the courts to make the proper decision and to provide the checks and balances. Otherwise, who's to stop Congress or the president from doing all kinds of things?
Well, I think the reason this gained attention was because, kind of like the Scott Peterson thing, why the hell do we care so much about this when there's lots of other women that are missing, that are pregnant, losing their kids? Why did we care so much?
You know why we cared so much about this? Because the right wing needed an issue, and they grandstanded on it, and they got burned. That's
well, from
why.
From a long-term care nurse point of view, it's because it's something that happens every day. And
we don't hear about it every day, but they took a stance, and they got burned. Jim, thank you for the call.
No problem.
It's 6:30 at AM 760 Boulders. Progressive Talk. Let's get a look at progressive traffic with Bailey.
Well, thanks, Jay. Sun glare is a big issue for you right now, so you want to grab your shades before you head out the door. Coming out of the Thornton North Glen area, southbound I-25, busy from 104 down to the Turnpike, and again from I-70 to Spear. I-70 bunches up in both directions near I-270 and in Aurora, southbound 225 now filling in right around Parker Road. Around town, Foothills Parkway and Arapahoe are crowded. We're busy on the diagonal on Highway 93 and Denverbound on the Turnpike. Watch for brake lights between Federal and Pecos. Today's weather, sunny skies this morning. Thunderstorms rolling in this afternoon with highs in the 80s. Right now, it's 56 degrees. Add real value to your new D.R. Horton Melody Series home today. Up to $50,000 in buyer's bonuses available. What's it worth to you?
Worry is emotional torture. It consumes you and robs you of happiness and peace of mind. Anxiety is worry gone out of control. And you can't help it. It tears at your nerves and rips at your heart. It makes your mind race in circles and keeps you from enjoying the moment. Sometimes people turn to medication or alcohol for relief. But medications can have negative side effects. And some medications, as well as alcohol, can be addictive, causing more problems. Anxiety and the worry that goes with it ruins relationships and careers and tears families apart. And people that love you, they tell you to just stop it, that you're doing it to yourself, but you can't because you don't know how. I can show you how. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me send you a powerful free tape that will provide you with insight and hope.
For this wonderful free tape, call 1-800-447-0207. That's 1-800-447-0207.
You can shop at Sears while you wait.
That is why I'm here. Look, here's my cell number. Oh. I'll take a set of Michelins. Why don't you call me when it's done?
Because they've cut out the middleman. Don't believe the hype that only an expensive clinic can perform safe LASIK. Icon's experienced surgeons have handled 10,000 of patients and are trained at the very latest state-of-the-art lasers from NIDEC to Vizix. And Icon has laser surgery that's safe and affordable. If you've ever thought about getting LASIK done but weren't sure where to start, then talk to the folks at Icon. They can help you make an informed decision to find out if LASIK surgery is right for you. Visit them on the web at icondenver.com or call to set up a consultation, 720-524-1001.
Participating Exxon and Mobil locations that accept SpeedPass inside the store. Ends August 31st, 2005. Excludes lottery. Limit one bottle per day per location. Water brand and size may vary.
Rescue the environment and save yourself from high gas prices. Join AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, and the Denver Regional Council of Government for Bike to Work Day 2005. Wednesday, June 22nd, from 6 and 8 a.m. at East Park, located on the north side of Interlochen Boulevard. Stop by, grab some breakfast and free helmets while supplies last. Help AM 760 in an effort to educate commuters about the benefits of using two wheels to get to work. For more information, log on to am760.net.
There was massive neuronal loss or death. This damage was irreversible, and no amount of therapy or treatment would have regenerated the massive loss of neurons.
6:35, 25 minutes in front of 7 a.m. 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. The Shiloh Autopsy is out. Autopsy. 303-713-7600. Who turned out to look bad in this? Michael Schiavo, the Schiavo family, Bill Frist, President Bush, Congress. And if you want to boil that down, you can say Tom DeLay. And to me, Frist and DeLay came out looking the worst. And so did Bush. Three of them together. Way overreached in the entire Schiavo situation. But you had literally a who's who of neocons involved in this, including Randall Terry from Operation Rescue. I mean, unbelievable. Now we find out that, you know what, she couldn't have been revived, and that she couldn't even see. 303-713-7600, so if you want to get on the phone here and have your I told you so's, now's the time to do it. Let's go to Elaine in Aurora. Elaine, good morning. You're on AM 760.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
I found out about something about myself, that I'm a very naive person, because I thought that when a medical autopsy came out, surely that would kind of settle things. But people, having listened to talk radio yesterday and today so far, they come back with the same arguments. It's like they can't even hear or read the file. I mean, I'm amazed about that.
Well, the Schindlers themselves have rejected it. Mary Schindler disputed the results and said they may take legal action.
And, you know, I had been very sympathetic for them, but that is kind of going away for me really fast. I just had one other additional thing to say. All these people who are so concerned about this woman, who there really wasn't anything anyone could do for her, there are many other people where their resources and efforts could be much more wisely used. There are children all over the world that are starving, that are going through genocide. There are children in our own town who are homeless, who are abused. Why don't they, instead of being so hypocritical with their culture of life jazz, why don't they pay attention to people who could really benefit from their efforts?
You know, I don't know, and that's the whole thing about Jeb Bush's, you know, they talk the talk, but they don't walk the walk.
Absolutely.
And that's the whole thing about Jeb Bush's quote, which I found to be just absolutely hypocritical and hysterical. We will continue to strive to protect our most vulnerable citizens.
Yeah, really.
Since when has the GOP done anything for the most vulnerable citizens in this society?
They don't do anything for the most vulnerable citizens.
They don't do a damn thing.
Not a thing.
I mean, they only care about most vulnerable citizens if you're in a vegetative state.
Or if you're a four-celled blastocyst.
Yeah, exactly.
That's it.
But
that's
after you're born,
after
you're born, they don't give a damn about
you. That's exactly right. And, you know, it just, there are many, many people who go through this same thing. What do they say, 30,000 people who go through the same thing every year? And, of course, they have laws of who makes the medical decisions, because I would bet that this is not the only case where different factions of the family don't agree. I'm sure that happens every day.
Oh, yeah, you know it.
So why is this one so special? It's because it's a political platform, and that's the only reason.
Yeah, I think, you know what, I think the question you raise is really a good one. Elaine, thank you.
Thank you.
Great call. And what she raises is really good. Maybe you want to tackle that. What was it that made Terry Schiavo so special? Let's go to James and Greeley. James, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. What about yourself?
I'm doing good. I'm probably not like the rest of your callers. I am a Republican, but I agree with
the fact that I agree with you on this one. That's one of the few ones that I've agreed with you on.
That's okay.
But I don't see, I think that the people that came out looking the worst on this was her folks. I think they was the ones that caused the biggest stink over this. And it was for nothing. The poor gal needed to go away. I mean, I hate for it to sound like that, but she was, I'm sure that if she had any sense about her, she didn't want to be there.
Well, they're still, her family is still talking about, her mom and dad are still talking about taking legal action.
God, I mean, the poor gal, the poor lady, for how long did she live there for? 11 years? Or
yeah, a long time.
Why put somebody through that? Even if they don't know that they're there, why would they want to be put through that? So, I mean,
you know,
she
had lost more than 100 pounds since she graduated from high school.
Golly,
her brain was half the size of Karen Ann Quinlan's brain. She had lost neuron matter like there's no tomorrow.
Yeah.
And they claimed that she could, you know, they were claiming that she could make eye contact with him when the autopsy shows that she was blind.
Yeah. I mean, I think when it's all said and done, the folks, they after that deal, they need to just be quiet and go away.
But you don't think that Bill Frist and that Jeb Bush and that George W. Bush and that the Congress, Tom DeLay, you don't think that they look bad for getting involved in all of this and tying up the United States government?
I kind of think the only reason they was drug into it was because of that. The folks, I don't think...
They could have stayed out of it.
Yeah, they should have. They really should have. Because it should have been... There shouldn't have been that big of a legal battle over it when you know, granted, the guy, her husband, didn't quite come forward as quick as he needed to, but still, if that was what she wanted, shouldn't have been anybody's decision but his.
All right, James, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it.
You bet.
Have a good day. And, you know, he was talking about when this all started. It all started back in 1999, so I add that up. So 1999, so that'd be 15 years. Wasn't it 1999 to 2000, it'd be 10 years, and then you add 5. Well, it was 2005. So it'd be 15 years that all of this has been going on, because that's when she first collapsed. And they still, to this day, don't know why she did. Tom in Longmont. Tom, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How you doing?
Hey, Tom. How are you this morning?
I'm doing pretty good. You know, it's a sad day when we have to see what we saw with the Schiavo case. The Republicans are just making political hay out of it, and that's the only reason they did it. And that's really, really bad. You know, when we stoop to that level to try and get our base motivated, it's a sad day in the United States to see something like that.
All right, let me ask you a question. And I ask everybody else this question, too. If they did it to politically grandstand, which I have no doubt that that's what they did, all right, did it work or did it fail?
Well, I think it depends on who you are. You know, obviously their base is going to eat it up like, you know, feeding honey to a bee. But, you know, I think to the majority of the United States, if they really honestly stepped back and took a look at it and thought, well, what would I do if I was in that position? They would do exactly what the husband did, but they should have done it a long time ago. But I think the majority of the United States, hopefully I'm right here, they've got some common sense about them. They will reject this and see it for what it is. And
well, you heard the previous caller, James, who is a Republican, a GOP, but he said that they should have never gotten involved.
Well, I agree with that. I mean, I agree with that. That's not political. That's personal. That's between a husband and a wife in that particular case, or a mother and a father in another case. But it should have been strictly up to the husband, because that's the way she wanted it. And they just ignored that. They just trampled all over her rights as a person and her husband and It's there's no different than what they're doing to everybody else in the United States. They're just trampling over our personal rights. The Patriot Act doing the same thing. They have no disregard for anybody. Their political machine and what that's it. Also,
all right,
quickly,
Tom.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, who do you think came out looking the worst?
Well, I think the Republicans did. Tom DeLay especially.
Yeah, I agree.
I think you did. Did you see CNN last night on the Downing Street memo?
Yes, I did.
Excellent. At least it's getting a little play. You got a great show going, Jay, and take care, and I'll talk to you later.
Thank you, Tom. Appreciate it. 6:44, 60 minutes in front of 7 o'clock here on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. All right, who looked the worst out of the Schiavo situation? And your list consists of Jeb Bush, George W. Bush, Tom DeLay, the Schiavo family, or maybe you believe Michael Schiavo. 303-713.
Stop by your neighborhood Moe's Southwest Grill today and choose from a menu of burritos, salads, quesadillas, and more, made fresh right in front of you. And visit Moe's.com to get the burrito fanatic in your life a Moe's gift certificate. Welcome to Moe's.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? They're loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference. American Financing Corporation.
County Line Liquor is paying back their loyal customers with the Savings Train Card. Pick up a Savings Train Card, fill in your favorite item, and have your card stamped with each purchase. Buy 6 of your favorite item, you get the next one at half price, or buy 12 and get the next one for a penny. Good on every item in the store, including sale items. No games, no gimmicks, no case discounts. Hop on the Savings Train today at County Line Liquor, County Line and Broadway.
If you're a diabetic, iCare Medical makes getting your testing supplies as easy as 1, 2, 3. First, there are no upfront costs. Second, we file all your claim forms. And third, you'll never wait for reimbursement. How easy is that? Plus, we carry all the major testing supplies, and you never have to leave your home to get them. We deliver them right to your door. No more going out in bad weather. No more waiting in line at the drugstore. We do all the paperwork and we will deliver right to your door. iCare Medical is a participating Medicare provider. We accept most private insurances. Call this number.
800-365-6303. 800-365-6303. Have your diabetic testing supplies delivered to your home right now. 800-365-6303. 800-365-6303.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-765-5678. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-765-5678. That's 1-800-765-5678.
All right, class, please take your seat.
Helping to build a positive influence through teaching can be one of the most rewarding careers. The College of the Humanities and Sciences offers a Master's of Arts in Education, in addition to several other bachelor's, master's, and diploma programs in the humanities and sciences. All coursework through the College of the Humanities and Sciences is distance education based, allowing students to design their own curriculum and set a study schedule that is convenient for them. To find out how you can obtain your Master's of Arts in Education or other exciting degree programs through the College of the Humanities and Sciences, click on the banner ad inside this media player. Log on to www.chumsci.edu or call 1-877-248-6724. The College of the Humanities and Sciences, your first choice for distance learning.
You've heard me talk all about the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. We're the specialists when it comes to providing affordable health insurance to those of us that are self-employed or run a small business. But have you called us yet? Maybe you haven't needed health insurance. Maybe you had it where you work, but now you're off on your own. You started your own business, and now you realize how challenging it is to find affordable health insurance. Well, you can count on the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company to provide affordable health insurance to folks just like you and I, small business owners and the self-employed. Call right now and get yourself an affordable quote. The call is free. Here's the number. 800-816-3631, 800-816-3631 for affordable health insurance. Call 800-816-3631. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Association membership requirements vary by state. Not available in all states.
Just as important as how you vote. Vote wisely and use the blue list from AM 760.
Grease up those bike gears and get ready to ride for the Buffs. Join AM 760 on Sunday, September 11th for the third annual Buffalo Bicycle Classic.
Choose from 35, 65, or 100-mile routes through scenic Boulder and
Land. We can get political mileage out of it. All right, who came out looking the worst in this deal? 303-713-7600 or any other comments you have about the Schiavo autopsy or the Schiavo case. Let's go to Larry and Conifer. Larry, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Jay, good morning.
Hey, Lair.
Beautiful day out there.
You know what? It's going to be nice and hot today, too.
Yes, sir. Hey, I wanted to say the for Frist and Company, Schiavo, the whole case was about pointing to their base, pointing their base in the direction of judicial activism. They wanted to bring out that whole issue. You know, they're paving the way for whatever, you know, appointing their own judges and so forth.
Yeah.
So they're making this issue of judicial activism. And the ironic thing in the whole trip is, during the case of Schiavo, what the Republicans managed to do was blow past the lower courts and appoint finally, the Court of Appeals in Florida to review the lower court's decisions. And that review came back from that judge, and he said, in this instance, and it was a stinging rebuke for these guys, he says, you guys, the executive branch and legislative branch, have totally overstepped your bounds and gotten into the face of the judicial branch. Our government depends on each branch checking each other out, checks and balances, and you know what? They completely interrupted any sense of checks and balances, and that the judge, you know, these guys are talking about judicial activism.
Oh, I know it.
And in terms of activism, this is the executive branch and legislative taking control. That's no good for America.
You know, you were talking about their base, and I got a question about their base coming up after 7 o'clock, because there's a very interesting article in USA Today, and I'll talk about it after 7. But you're right. It was a two-prong attack, I think. Number one, designed to stimulate the base, which they play very heavily to.
Uh-huh.
And two, you're right. It was about judicial activism. And you know something? I can't wait. I just can't wait till I hear the next neocon make any kind of a comment about judicial activism. And the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to bring up the Schiavo case, and I'm going to say, well, you know something? You wanted the judges to be judicially active then. You know, you wanted it then. What's wrong with it now?
Well, their interpretation of activism is as long as it's playing to their base, their hand-picked judges can be as activist as they want, as long as it's active in their direction.
Boy, you know what? You couldn't be more right. Thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
Okay, Jay.
All right. Let's go to Ron in Loveland. Ron, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hey, Ron.
Hey, well, to answer your question, who comes out looking the worst in this? I've got to say George W. Bush.
Yeah, he looks bad.
Yeah, and you know, I don't know if you heard it, but he had a response to this yesterday also.
Yeah, through Scott McClellan, yeah.
Right, and it was every bit as, you know, in denial and you know, I think that the whole reason, you know, they're all responding in the same fashion to this is they don't want to say anything that will lend even the remotest credence to this evidence, because it's ammunition for us the next time this rears its ugly head, which it will, you know, and we can go back and say, well, wait a minute, Senator Frist, you said this gal was ready to sit up and order breakfast at any moment, you know, and you know what I mean, and you were dead wrong.
Well, you know, exactly. It's like I told Larry. I mean, when they start giving us grief about judicial activism, we just raise our hands and go Terry Schiavo.
Absolutely.
You know? And they're caught. And Bush, you know, the quote that Scott McClellan gives yesterday from George Bush, that the autopsy did nothing to change the president's position. Oh, okay. So in other words, let me get this straight, Mr. McClellan. In other words, the president doesn't want to be confused with the facts. He just wants to believe as he believes, even if his beliefs can't be substantiated.
That's right. That's right.
And I mean, this is a guy who leads the United States of America. Does that scare you?
It's terribly frightening. I get more disturbed by this by the day. The guy has no connection with reality whatsoever that I can tell.
You know, that coupled with the whole Guantanamo comment, which I was talking about yesterday from Cheney, I am really beginning to believe that this administration operates in some kind of a parallel universe.
Yep. Certainly a vacuum of their own creation, you know, and no truth will permeate that vacuum.
No, it's amazing, isn't it?
Yes, it is. But could I make one other comment?
Oh, sure,
totally
go ahead.
Off the,
yeah.
I was talking to you the other day, and I mentioned that I don't ever get down to Boulder. Well, I do get down there once a year to run the Boulder. And I am not a runner. I hate running. The first time I did it, it is so much fun. So you have to do it. So
well, I'm trying. I worked out yesterday. I did 35 minutes worth of aerobics and lifted weights. I'm about ready to go down a pant size, and I'm only shooting to lose 2 pounds a week, which is the slow and easy way to do it.
Yeah.
I'm definitely going to try to run in that thing, or at least jog in it next year.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, you know, it takes me like nearly an hour to do it, and I can't run the whole thing. But it's so much fun. You really owe it to yourself to do it.
I'm going to do it if I can get this. If I can lose 100 pounds. And what we'll have to do is remember that we had this conversation. So you and I can meet up next year, We'll do it together.
Okay, that sounds good. I'd enjoy that.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
All right, man. Thanks for the call.
Thank you, Jake. See
yeah. And that was my idea, not to get off the topic of Terry Schiavo here, which we're going to get off the topic of it here in a few minutes, but. That was my idea, that if I can lose 100 pounds, which is a lot, but I'm looking at losing 2 pounds, 2 to 3 pounds a week, and I'm working out like crazy. But if I can lose it, I'm going to try to run the Boulder. And when I say run it, I mean jog it. Mary and I are going to do it, along with my trainer, who's going to run it and then come back and do it with us, Katie. And you're more than welcome, if I can pull this off, to join me next year. I mean, the more the merrier. Join Ron, myself, and Mary as we run this thing. All right. Coming up next year on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk, there is a very interesting article on the front of USA Today about the religious right and about the neocons and how they stick together and about what they're planning on doing. Dig this. They're planning on interviewing potential presidential candidates after 2006. Which may account for the reason that Bill Frist did this whole grandstanding on the Terry Schiavo situation to get his quote-unquote credentials intact when he has to face these people. And even Jeb Bush may be positioning himself. Who knows? But we'll talk about this, and I want to contrast the hanging together of the right versus the uncohesiveness of the left. And we'll talk about that coming up here on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. We'll be right back.
More than ever, your voice must be heard. This is AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Get in now for Christie Sports store-wide grand opening sale celebrating their newest store opening soon at Flatirons Mall. The sale starts now through July 4th at all Front Range locations. Save up to 25% off all their designer teak wood patio furniture. Plus, huge savings on their cast and wicker furniture from Casual Classics and slim varieties from Homecrest and Tropitone. With quality iron sets as low as $3.99 and 6 months same as cash, you can have your furniture delivered this week. Call 1-877-SKI-SMART or go to ChristieSportsPatio.com with 18 Colorado locations.
Make every day a special day for Dad all summer long with quality outdoor furniture from Christie Sports with complete dining sets as low as $3.99. Christie Sports Patio with the lowest prices guaranteed. Call 1-877-SKI-SMART or go to ChristieSportsPatio.com.
For attending. The number again is 1-800-309-5616. That's 1-800-309-5616. Call right now.
Now, more than ever, we need to stay strong and continue to voice the truth. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Talk radio at its best. AKZN, Thornton Boulder.
This is Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman. It seems the White House is getting a lot of pressure in recent days from two hot-button subjects that lawmakers want to see a resolution. First, an exit strategy for the war in Iraq. Waning poll numbers over support for the war as both Republicans and Democrats calling for a detailed game plan to end the conflict. Also gaining just as much attention is the president's failing campaign to win support for a Social Security overhaul. Republican congressional leaders have told the White House that the time has come to look for an escape route. Senator GOP leaders in discussions with White House Deputy Chief of Staff Karl Rove and other political officials have made clear that they are stuck in a deep rut. Democrats are united in their opposition, and the Finance Committee does not have the Republican votes to approve a Social Security plan. The number of dead in Iraq keeps rising. This morning, a judge and his bodyguard were killed in Mosul, 225 miles northwest of Baghdad. Officials say six masked gunmen in two cars blocked the road and sprayed the judge's car with machine gun fire. Police have also found 11 bodies in two towns in the so-called Triangle of Death. They said there were signs of torture on at least five bodies. Five U.S. Marines have been killed in a roadside bomb attack, and an American sailor died by gunfire. Both incidents happened yesterday in the town of Ramadi in an area west of Iraq. According to an Associated Press count, the six U.S. death raised, that is, the number of American military members who have died since the war began to 1,714. Congressional Democrats are voicing opposition to the terms of a likely Bush administration lawsuit settlement with the tobacco industry, contending cigarette makers would get off too easily. They wrote a letter to Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez Wednesday voicing outrage at a downsized request on penalties for the industry. The critics told Gonzalez the Justice Department should not enter a settlement at this time based on the unreasonably weak demands made by the government. Such a settlement would be contrary to the goal of exposing the tobacco companies' past misconduct and preventing future misconduct by the industry, this according to lawmakers. At the prompting of a smaller group of Democratic lawmakers, the Justice Department's Office of Professional Responsibility this week agreed to investigate whether political interference factored into the decision to shrink from roughly $130 billion to $10 billion, the size of a smoking cessation program. And 33,000 federal civilian contractors owe the government $3.3 billion in unpaid taxes, according to a report by the Government Accountability Office. You're listening to AIR, America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman.
News brought to you by your participating True Value stores. Don't miss True Value's weekend project sale. Now through June 26th, get great prices on paint, lawn, and garden supplies. True Value, help is just around the corner.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
All the trouble spot this morning, 225 in Aurora. Northbound, we have a multi-car crash blocking the left lane and shoulder at Colfax. That's causing some big delays back to I-70. And stop on 225 now, bunches up from 6th Avenue because of a stalled bus approaching Islip. Coming in from the Thornton Northland area, southbound I-25, slows from 104 to the Turnpike, and again from I-70 to Spear. Have a crash working northbound I-25 at 38th Avenue, that's off to the shoulder. Westbound I-70, another wreck, this one on the ramp to Peoria, and we have a rollover accident on the ramp from Table Mesa to eastbound Highway 36. Looking at the forecast, sunny skies this morning, thunderstorms rolling in this afternoon with highs in the 80s. Right now, it's 60 degrees. Only Luxor Las Vegas can grant you the mystic power of the pyramid, and only Luxor.com can get you a savings of $10 every night. How will the pyramid affect you? Visit Luxor.com and find out. That's Luxor.com. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Playing fewer commercials than ever. And to celebrate, we're giving you a chance to win $1,000 four times every weekday. All you have to do is sign up at am760.net, then listen for your name.
Hi, this is Don Saddleberg from Aurora. I heard my name on the radio and I won $1,000.
Get more details at am760.net. Fewer commercials.
How much do you love your dog? Shasta's Doghouse provides your special family member a perfect place where your dog can make friends and release energy. Shasta's Doghouse provides doggy daycare and boarding for your pet. Call 303-307-1638 or check out ShastasDoghouse.com.
Inventory from the comfort of your own home. The inventory is right there. It's like having a massive Rocky showroom right in your house just to let your mouse do the walking. And if you enjoy people and you're outgoing, how would you like to be part of Colorado's number one sales team? At Rocky's Autos, those are the most important things they look for when they invite people to join the Rockies family. And as long as you have a positive attitude, they'll teach you everything there is to know about the business. And you can earn while you learn. Rockies pays every 2 weeks and will give you a $2,000 guarantee for the first 30 days. Now, you've heard me talk about the great folks out of Rockies, and they are great folks. Mary and I are getting ready to buy another car from them, as a matter of fact, which will make about the fifth or sixth car we've bought in from Rockies. So you know what? If you're interested, they're hiring now. Apply in person. Ask for Colby. And don't forget that matching down incentive is still going on out at Rockies. Rockies Autos, their new summer hours, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday.
What if I told you I can make your acne disappear and leave you with beautiful, healthy-looking skin? With all the acne promises out there, you're skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by sending you a risk-free 60-day trial of a remarkable product called Proactive Solution. Proactive was developed by dermatologists for you to use at home without spending hundreds of dollars on doctor visits. Call 1-800-770-9505 to find out how you can get a risk-free trial. Proactive combines prescription-grade acne medicine with soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. Eliminate bumps and redness and prevent future outbreaks. It's a safe and simple product that will heal, hydrate, and soothe your skin while preventing breakouts. With over 7 million customers, Proactive is the best-selling acne system in America. To get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution, just call 1-800-770-9505 and you'll become a believer. I know you have beautiful skin under your acne. Let Proactive prove it. Call 1-800-770-9505 for your free trial. 1-800-770-9505.
P-Answers.com or Troubleshooter.com. It's PC Answers, the spyware removal experts. Call 303-548-1414.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
It's the end. Good morning, 7:06, 6 minutes after 7. High today, near 90 degrees. Sunshiny skies here in Boulder. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Couple of reminders about today. John Conyers holds hearings today on the Downing Street memo. Conyers, the ranking Democrat on the House Judiciary Committee, who was told by House Republicans that he would be refused rooms for the Democratic hearings, has found space in the Capitol for his forum, which is going to be today on the Downing Street memos. It's going to be carried on C-SPAN 3. That's this afternoon. That's C-SPAN 3. And also, speaking of the Downing Street memos, there's going to be a Demand the Truth on the Downing Street Memos March. That's today at 5 o'clock in the afternoon at the Denver Post Building, the Broadway side in Denver. Concerned citizens of Denver metro area will be meeting at the Broadway side of the Denver Post Building to protest the local media's silence on the Downing Street memo and the implications that the United States knowingly engaged in a war based on false and manipulated intelligence. After meeting at 5 p.m., the crowd will proceed to march down Broadway, visiting other local media outlets and which have refused to fulfill their duties of ethical and impartial journalism, including Channel 4, Channel 7, and Fox 31. So, once again, if you want to get involved in this, it's at the Broadway side of the Denver Post Building in Denver. It's this afternoon at 5 o'clock. And if you get a chance, check out John Conyers' hearings on C-SPAN. We're going to talk a little bit more about Iraq. We're going to talk a little bit more about Iraq coming up in the next hour, as well as talking about CAFTA in the next hour. I want to say hello to John Warren of Aurora. John is this hour's $1,000 name. cash just for being a loyal listener to AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Sign up now at am760.net. Congratulations to John Warner. All right, I don't know how many of you take USA Today, but we get all the newspapers here. There's an article on the front of USA Today, which is pretty interesting. And it kind of strikes at something that we've talked about before here on the program, which it seems like, you know, it seems like the right, and it seems like the neocons and the religious right always have their ducks in a row. But we on the left, we don't seem to have that same cohesiveness. Now, let me quote from this article by Susan Page in USA Today. Leaders of the conservative Christian organizations plan to jointly interview Republican contenders for the 2008 presidential nomination, perhaps even endorsing one of them, steps that could expand their already considerable political influence. We'd like to try to stay together, said Tony Perkins, president of the Family Research Council. The ad hoc group includes free thinkers and strong personalities, he says, but they might unite behind a candidate who unquestionably best represents their views and priorities. Gary Bauer, president of the American Values, said in an interview that the sit-down sessions likely would begin after the 2006 elections, which would be a very effective way to nail down where people are on cultural issues. He said candidates have become very astute in answering written questionnaires in ways that avoid making firm commitments. Those who plan to participate include leading figures of the Christian right, James Dobson, Focus on the Family, Paul Weyrich, the Free Congress Foundation, the Reverend Donald Weilman of the American Family Association, Perkins and Bauer, as well as others. Now, here's my question. Why can't we do the same thing? Why is it that the left can never hang together? What is it about us that we're so splintered and that we can't hang together and that we can't, you know, come across as a cohesive force in politics in this society, that we're always splintered, and that we seem to be at each other's throats? Anybody got any ideas on this at 303-713-7600? Is it because we're more free thinkers than the religious right? Than the neocons? Is that the reason? Because, I get people who send me emails say, you're not a progressive, you're not a liberal. Because I may disagree with them on some things. All of a sudden, it's like, well, you're not one of us. And man, when we go at each other, we go at each other. And it always spells trouble for us at the ballot box. Think about the people who went for Ralph Nader last time. I mean, we can't get a candidate. And you know what? And even the time before that. I mean, even in 2000. I mean, we can't get a candidate. We can't field candidates and then just stick behind them, regardless of what happens. What is it about us that we just can't do that? Why can't we all get along and be cohesive? Because the religious right has got a huge amount of power in this country. I mean, you know, their people are sitting in the White House. Their people are sitting in the Congress. And we're basically on the outside looking in. And they're going to sit down and they're going to interview presidential candidates. So Bill Frist and whoever else is going to run. They're going to seek to influence the Republican primary process to get a candidate that fits their common agenda, that they can stick together like that. And we just don't seem to have that. Why is it we don't have that? Let's go to Paul in Boulder. Paul, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Hey. Good morning, Jay. I certainly enjoy your show.
Thanks.
I think you nailed it on the head when you said that that we're our side, the left, tends to allow more free thinkers. I mean, the whole conservative religious movement relies on people being automatons and being part of the sort of like the hive mentality of the Borg that were on Star Trek. and they, that they all have to think the same think and talk the same talk, and then if they don't, then they're expendable as individuals. It's just, it doesn't work for them to be free thinkers, and I think that's one of the reasons that it appears that we can't be cohesive, but I'm not sure that's not any more than just an appearance, where we can, if we get along some certain, or get together and agree on some certain principles that we all stand for, and then look for the candidate that supports those principles, we can still be free thinkers around that.
Yeah, but well, you know what? We never seem to be able to do that. We never seem to be able to sit down and say, okay, you know, here's our candidate, and all right, well, you know, there may be some things that we disagree with the candidate about, but he's our guy, he's our man, he's our woman, and this is what we're going to do. We're going to stick behind that candidate. We never seem to be able to do that.
Well, I think that's true, but I think that's partly because we haven't fielded a strong enough Democratic candidate in many years. I mean, there's nobody that's standing. Everybody wants to be middle of the road. Everybody wants to be moderate to try to attract that, you know, maybe even the moderate Republican side, try to get them over to our side. And I understand that's a necessary thing, but we've kind of lost our identity, and we need to get back to the things that we stood for, and we need to be proud. We need to stand up and say there is no compromise on things like health care. There is no compromise on things like social services, like education and those sort of things. And when we do that, I think we can redefine those principles that we stood for before, and we need to be standing for again, because it's everything that the neocons and the religious right are destroying at this point.
All right, Paul, thanks, man. Great call. Thank you for the call.
You bet.
All right, 303-713-7600, and I got two lines open. All right, tell me why it is that the religious right seems to be able to hang together, yet we, as progressives, or liberals, or people on the left, whichever terminology you choose to apply to yourself, why it is we can't hang together. And you know what ends up happening with us all the time? We have a credentials fight, what I call a credentials fight. Oh, you're not liberal enough. Oh, you're not progressive enough. Oh, you're not left-wing enough. And people will come at you with that even if you disagree with them over one issue. Instead of hanging together and saying, okay, this is what we are. These are the things we're going to unite behind. And just, you know, raise holy hell at the ballot box. 303-713-70.
If you're self-employed or you run a business of any kind and you want a guaranteed way to save money on your taxes, you need to listen to this. We're offering a free 60-minute CD right now explaining all the details. The program is called Tax Loopholes of the Rich. I called, got the free CD, and listened to it. Then I signed up for some of their other programs they offer, and after one consultation, learned some new legal ideas that saved me about $10,000 on my tax bill. And we're just getting started. The CD is free. All we ask is that you pay $4.95 to cover shipping and handling. So call right now. 800-814-5031. 800-814-5031. Tax Loopholes of the Rich can save smart business owners and the self-employed thousands of dollars on their taxes, so call right now for the free CD. 800-814-5031. 800-814-5031.
Brakes Plus does over 1,000 brake and auto services daily. They are the experts. Brakes Plus is the home of the $79 brake special and lifetime brakes starting at $99. For money-saving coupons and a location near you, visit brakesplus.com.
Hi, it's Peter Boyles. Look, rates are fast approaching record low levels once again. For homeowners right now, with an adjustable rate mortgage or a high fixed rate mortgage, or those of you who are looking to buy a home this summer, you need to apply right now with EquityRelief.com. They have an excellent track record. It's earned my respect. It's not easy to get an endorsement from us, but I'll tell you what, I know their service is backed by employees who are the best lending professionals in Denver. They've been on for over a decade and continue to earn compliments about their ability to find the best rates and terms for Colorado families. That's because they're Colorado-owned and Colorado-operated. They are here. Let them help you next. Apply online on the internet Address equityrelief.com, EQUITYRELIF.com, or call them 303-839-LOAN. That's 303-839-5626, equityrelief.com. Call them today. Hi, it's Peter Boyles. Are you a homeowner in need of some debt relief this summer? Well, interest rates are moving down all the time. EquityRelief.com has the experience and negotiating skills to find legitimate mortgage programs, consolidating bills into a more manageable situation. It's been their specialty since 1993. EquityRelief.com on the Internet, a company I personally endorse and recommend because of their amazing track record and customer service. Before rates go up, again, 303-839-LOAN, 303-839-5626 today.
Programs for underprivileged kids. To take part in the 10th annual Samaritan House Golf Classic or to simply make a cash donation, call 303
to a new spectacular heights. The versatility comes from Evo's patented flat top cooking surface. It's the first outdoor grill to allow for simultaneous direct and indirect cooking. Cooking directly, you can sear, saute, grill, toast, and stir fry. Indirectly, you can boil, braise, poach, or fry, and by covering the cook surface with its stainless steel hood, Evo becomes a patio oven for roasting, steaming, warming, and yep, smoking. So no other outdoor grill lets you be this creative outdoors. And Father's Day is coming up, and Heatwave Stove and Spa wants to celebrate that and the barbecue season by giving you a free outdoor grill worth $350. So stop by now and register to win at Vermont Castings Grill for Father's Day. No purchase necessary. The drawing will be coming up this Saturday, June the 18th. And Dad deserves a new grill for Father's Day, and Mom can even get the new Carter Grandel patio furniture to complete the package. They really have some new great stuff. And not only that, but good quality stuff, too, that's built to last. And they can really show you the difference. Check out Heatwave Stove and Spa. And don't forget about their Vermont Castings Father's Day Grill Giveaway. Register now to win that grill. They're located at 2840 28th Street in Boulder.
Don't make a mistake when buying your next leather sofa. Hi, it's April Zesbaugh. You'll want to find a sofa with top grain leather, heavy hardwood frames, and steel suspensions. You'll find all of that at Furnico. They carry only fine furniture with prices that are 50 to 70% less than the other stores. Those other places will go through six or seven middlemen before the furniture ever gets to you. At Furnico, they design their own sofas, chairs, chaises, and ottomans, and they own their own factories where they build all of it. That means thousands of dollars of savings on all leather and microfiber living room sets to billiard and game tables. Furnico Denver is celebrating their grand opening right now through the end of June with great deals on everything. They're giving away a free ottoman when you buy any living room set. You owe it to yourself, your home, and your wallet. Go to Furnico. It's a little tough to find, but well worth the trip. The store is near Centennial Airport, just off East Arapahoe and South Revere. You can follow the signs or call 720-221-3765. That's 720-221-3765. Also check them out online. It's FurnicoHome.com.
363-7665 and put an end to your smoking. Participation is on a fee-for-service basis.
Live, local, and left. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:21, 21 minutes after 7. A 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Afternoon, partly cloudy. The high today could get as high as 90. And a little partly, I don't know if you call it partly cloudy. Mostly sunny, really, in Boulder this morning. Looks like just really a nice morning out. And you know the weird thing about doing mornings here on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk is I get up at like 3:30 every morning. So now it's like 7:21. And you know something? I would love to have some barbecue after talking about Heatwave Stove and Spa. Wouldn't some barbecue? Hey, John Turk, producer of the show. Wouldn't some barbecue sound good?
Barbecue sounds good, man. I bought some crab cakes. And I'm going to throw those on my barbecue, I think, tonight, man. I barbecue like four or five times a week during the summer.
Oh, man. Barbecue sounds great, doesn't it? All right. We're talking about the Christian right and how they're able to hang together. And why is it that we on the left can't seem to do the same thing? 303-713-7600. Let's go to Judy in Denver. Judy, thank you for waiting, and you're on. Good morning.
Good morning. First-time caller.
Welcome.
Thank you. You know, I've been connecting the dots, just trying to figure out a plan to connect the dots, particularly when I heard that more women voted for Bush than Carrie. That just drove me crazy, being in the women's march. But when I say connect the dots, I mean, let's start with the ballot box reform. If we don't get that, we don't get anything.
Well, okay? It's passed here in the state of Colorado, and it's a state-by-state basis that's got to be done on.
Yeah, 2010 I read somewhere for Colorado.
Right.
And that's not going to help us in, you know, 2006, 2008. We got to have the elections. The other would be messages. Our messaging, our positioning statements, what we stand for, it just seems to be all over the board. That's one reason I like the one statement Hillary Clinton made on abortion. It kind of clarified it. It solidified that we're not all radical, you know, pro-death people. That we are pro-life, but it is someone else's choice. It's not our business to make those choices, as evidenced in the Schiavo case. And so we've got to get our messages kind of cohesive.
And I agree, but we never seem to be able to do it.
Well, there's just so much more at stake now. This is all at stake. I don't know if you heard Randy Rhodes. She sounded to me yesterday like she was going to cry because of all the things. It is my understanding, and I have a question for you. I hear that Bush is likely to veto whatever the Senate comes up with. If they say we're going to take 215 away from the Patriot Act, I heard that Bush is going to veto that.
He's threatening it, but you know something? I don't think he'll do it. But he's threatening it. And they overwhelmingly yesterday rejected one of the key things that I think makes the Patriot Act so dangerous. They rejected the library and book sales slip part of the Patriot Act. So, in other words, even conservatives said no. You know, something the government should not be seeing, whether you're checking out Harry Potter or a book on Stalin, or should the government be able to have the access to what books you buy. And he's threatening to veto that, but you know something? I don't think he'll do it because he would offend members of his own party.
I hope you're right.
There seems to be one uniform theme at times, and the Schiavo case is an exception to this. But if you think about it, most people really don't want the government in their business, and they really kind of object to it.
Yeah, that's why they elected Republicans, right?
Well, yeah, but you know, the other side of that is Congress's approval rating is at its lowest point that it's ever been. People were angry after that whole Schiavo debacle because they thought that the government had overreached. You know, things are not going that well for the Republicans. More people are turning against the war. Bush's poll numbers are down. Some of this stuff is coming home to roost.
Amen, and it's about time. And today is a big day. And all I'm saying is I hope that we get our talking points. And I hate to call it that, but it is called positioning or our unique sales proposition, whatever you want to call it.
Right.
I hope we get it as progressives. I'm with you, and thanks a lot, Jay.
Hey, Judy, thank you for calling, and hope to talk to you again.
All right.
All right. Let's go to Kyle in Colorado Springs. Kyle, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello.
Hey, Kyle.
Hello. Hey, thanks. You know, first off, I wanted to say I think with the Conyers hearing today, I think the stuff is about an inch from hitting the fan. I'm hoping.
I hope so.
Anyway, the topic I was calling about was your topic you're on right now. I think with what Howard Dean said last week, a lot of people were outraged by what he said, but I think there are specks of truth in what he said. And your topic with you're wondering why the religious right are all on the same page and the left can't get on the same page. And I think it's, as you say, the religious right, a lot of their thoughts and beliefs are based on faith. And it seems like they blindly have faith and take whatever the politicians on the right throw at them. The people on the left are so diverse and free-thinking. Everybody has their own ideas of what they want to see happen in the country and how they want to see it happen. That's why there's such a problem getting everybody on the same page.
Well, you know, according to this USA Today article by Susan Page, I mean, they're going to sit down. They're talking about doing this after the 2006 election. They're talking about sitting down with candidates. So in other words, Bill Frist, Chuck Hagel, Rudy Giuliani, John McCain, whoever you can think of on the neocon right who runs, that they're going to sit here, and before they give an endorsement, they're going to interview these people. I mean, we don't even go through that process. We don't even get together and band together and say, all right, we're going to get a progressive candidate to run for the presidency, And we're going to look at all the choices, Hillary Clinton. We're going to interview Hillary Clinton. We're going to interview John Kerry. We're going to interview John Edwards. We're going to interview Barack Obama, which I'm not saying he's going to run. I'm just throwing his name in there. But we're going to interview, Joseph Biden. We're going to sit down and interview. We don't even do that kind of stuff.
Well, yeah, that would be nice. And everybody would know where they stand. I don't know.
See, I mean, we don't even have the mechanism in place because, you know, the other morning, a couple of mornings ago, I was talking and I was making a comment about the Democratic Party, and I had a guy call who said, you know what, I'm not a Democrat, I'm not a Republican, but I'm a progressive. In other words, there are those out there who vote green, there are those out there who would vote third party, there are those out there who can't line up behind whoever the Democratic nominee is because of, you know, single issue kind of, what's the word I'm looking for here? Single issue importance?
Mm-hmm.
Like, in other words, if you don't 100% agree with me,
mm-hmm.
Okay, then you're out. Now, in this last presidential election, and I'm just speaking for myself here, I supported and voted for Howard Dean.
Uh-huh.
But when John Kerry became the nominee, then I supported and gave money to Kerry's campaign, and I voted for Kerry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was about the same way, too. I supported Howard Dean. I wasn't sure who exactly I wanted to support. I thought Howard Dean was a pretty good guy. But then when he dropped out, then also the same thing. I put my support behind the final nominee. And I had almost this exact same argument my wife and I did with a friend of ours, who he's not Democrat or Republican. He's kind of just out there, whoever. He's real free about who he endorses and votes for. And we had this argument. He wanted to know why we support John Kerry, even though he doesn't, you know, he didn't stand for exactly all of the things that we wanted in the candidate. And we told him, you know, he might not have everything or stand for exactly everything that we want, but he stands for enough of the things, and he's the best candidate
yeah.
that we've got.
See, I don't understand. I don't, you know, and I really want to hear from somebody on the phones here who considers themselves to be in that category of where they won't vote Democratic, but considers themselves to be progressive. Kyle, thank you, man. Appreciate it. Great call.
Hey, thank you.
All right. 303-713-7600. I got a couple of lines open. Man, and if you fit that category, I mean, I'd really like to hear from you. All right, let's get a look at progressive traffic now with Bailey.
Thanks, Jay. We are seeing a busy ride and lots of problems this morning in the tech center north on I-25. Slows approaching Orchard because of a four-car crash on the left shoulder. Police are blocking the left lane there. Northbound 225 jamming back to Alameda because of a multi-car crash now off to the left shoulder at Colfax and westbound I-70. Seeing jams from Havana because of a crash in the right lane near I-270. Also have crews clearing a rollover accident. That's on the ramp from Table Mesa to eastbound Highway 36. Looking at the forecast, sunny skies this morning. Thunderstorms expected this afternoon with highs in the 80s. Right now, 62 degrees. Race Plus does over 1,000 brake and auto services daily. They are the experts. Race Plus is home of the $79 brake special and lifetime brakes starting at night.
Have you ever thought that you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? This is Dolph Drews, and I have successfully invested and made millions in real estate. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again.
We currently own 14 homes. The net worth of that real estate is over $2.5 million.
With my techniques, you can learn the secrets for spotting deals that come along on average once a week and pick up plenty of homes that generate lots of cash and become rich, very rich. Let me show you how you can get started today.
With less than 20 hours of work, I made $60,000 and have about $500 a month in income.
Call now and I'll rush you my free tape that explains how easy it is. 1-800-400-9349. Call 1-800-400-9349 and start making real money. That's 1-800-400-9349.
This is Merlin Olson. Have you called the NASE yet? The National Association for the Self-Employed is one of your best resources to obtain access to affordable health, dental, vision, and critical illness plans. The NASC also offers other health, business, and personal benefits. If you are self-employed or own a small business, do what I did. Call the National Association for the Self-Employed. Call today to find out how the NASC can be your best resource for affordable benefits.
Call the NASC now. 888-217-5512, 888-217-5512. Big solutions for small businesses. Insurance plans are underwritten by the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. Association membership may not be required to obtain insurance, so call right now. 888-217-5512, 888-217-5512. Not available in all states.
And save on lawn and garden supplies. Hurry, True Value's weekend project sale ends June 26th. Help is just around the corner.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, presents Jay Marvin, weekdays from 6 to 10.
We're locked into the situation. How the hell do we get out?
Al Franken, from 10 to 1.
Didn't Christ say something about you should be judged by how you treat the least among us?
Ed Schultz, 1 to 4.
Bring you the news of the day. What's happening? Just get after it the way we're supposed to.
Randy Rhodes, 4 to 8.
They feel extraordinarily guilty about their sexual urges, and God forbid you should be open about yours. This is a problem we have in our culture.
Phil Hendry, 8 to 11, and more. The Other Side has their radio station.
Now we do. To
AM 760.
7:34, 26 minutes in front of 8 o'clock. High today could get up as much to as high as 90. And we got clear skies here in Boulder. A few white clouds there, but nothing threatening. And there is a slight chance of some thunder showers. Good morning. It's Jay Marvin here on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. The Christian Right groups set sights on 08. Why are they so cohesive? And we on the left are not very cohesive at all. Phil in Longmont. Phil, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. I just think that, oddly enough, for a bunch of, you know, ideological zealots on the Republican right, they're fairly pragmatic these days. I think they hold together because of pragmatism that the more ideological and complex view of the world on the left, you know, doesn't have right now. But I think they're pragmatic because they've been out of power for so long. You have people in politics and in their organizations, they consider themselves to be the victims. They consider the enemy to be demons. And they feel like any progress is good progress. And they're willing to overlook all their faults. They're willing to overlook the facts. They're willing to overlook everything from this pragmatic point of view that, you know, anything is good for them.
Well, you know, we've seen how bad things can get when one party controls a government apparatus. We've seen how bad things can get for those of us on the left, for those of us that are liberals and progressives. Because I don't think things can get much worse than they are right now. That doesn't mean that I'm not optimistic. But I'm talking about today. I mean, I think we've got a good chance in 2006. I think that the Republicans have overreached on quite a few things. And I think Iraq is coming back to bite the administration, which, by the way, we'll talk about that after 8 o'clock. I think they overreached on the Terry Schiavo situation, which we talked about earlier this morning. So I think we're in a pretty good position if we can hold together.
Right. And I think that, you know, the Democrats achieved some of this pragmatism on their own in the last election. I think that Kerry did a few things to deflate that. For example, I think one of the biggest things he did was when he said that knowing what he knew then about the Iraq war, he would have voted the same way. I think that Kerry, in many ways, shot himself in the foot when, you know, because I think that sort of statement just sort of revives the idealism in a lot of Democrats and a lot of liberals. But it mystified me that he could make such a statement.
Oh, not me. You know something? That's really human nature. You know, think about this. And nobody exemplifies this more than George W. Bush. It's really hard for people to say they're sorry. It's really tough. Think about it.
That's true.
It's very hard to say, I made a mistake. I mean, when Bush was asked that question in a news conference, remember that? He was silent for, golly, it had to be like 35, 40 seconds?
Oh, yeah. Well, they would have made total hay over it.
Well, sure, and he was shifting back and forth, and then finally he said, no, I can't think of anything. Now, are you going to tell me on a day-to-day basis, in a 24-hour day, are you going to tell me that this guy hasn't made some mistakes? Of course he has. And I think one of Kerry's problems is, or was what behind that statement is that he reverted to human nature, which is it's wrong to say, well, I made a mistake. If he had said I made a mistake, it would have played out better. But that's not human nature.
Well, I think he had a very easy way to do that. He could have said, listen, I was misled. The entire Congress was misled.
Right.
You lied. And knowing what I know now, I wouldn't have voted the same way. I honestly think John Kerry would have voted the same way. I think he was telling the truth. I don't think that he was trying so much to avoid, because he's comparing two different sets of circumstances in his statement. He's saying with what I know now, what would I do? He doesn't have to apologize for his previous vote. So if he's saying, with what I know now, I still would have voted the same way. Everybody's like, okay, we're getting some of the true Kerry here.
All right, well, let me ask you a question. Okay, even though he is that way, or was that way, and still is that way, I guess, did you vote for him?
Yeah, I voted for him. But I think that a lot of people might not have been as motivated to get out and vote.
Okay, but see, if he's the best that we have, and we see what the alternative to him is, which is what we got going on in the country now.
Mm-hmm.
Is it better in the long run to vote third party or withhold your vote? Or is it better to go along with somebody who is closer to your ideology than the opposing candidate?
Well, I guess I have two things. I mean, yes, I believe in that kind of pragmatism, and I think that it's definitely mounting in this country on the left and in the progressive arena. I think that we also need a good candidate.
But you know what? We need a good candidate, but what happens if we don't get the candidate that you and I want? Are we going to sit here and then spend, you know, time whining about it, or are we going to realize that the direction of the country needs to change, and what we need to do is we need to get these people, these neocons, out of office?
Yeah, I think that we need to focus on the entire base and on the Congress too. It should be a matter of moving our agenda forward, and obviously the Republicans aren't going to do that for us, no matter who they field. So it's we don't want like a totally bad candidate for the Democrats, but I think that there are good candidates out there. I think another governor running for president would be good for the party.
Yeah, could be. Phil, thank you, man. Great call.
Thanks.
All right. Let's go to Stephen Lyman. Steve, you're on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hi, Jay.
Hi, Steve.
This is actually Bill in Monument.
Oh, I'm sorry. I meant to go to Stephen Lyman. All right, Bill, go ahead.
Okay. You posed a question earlier about why is it that the Democratic Party can't hang together and pool the way the Republican Party does in sort of a simplistic, singular kind of way.
Or the way the neocons do, or the religious right, yeah.
Well, whoever is driving the Republican Party
right
today, because it's always something different, because they're only after power. But, you know, in thinking about this, I mean, you do a good job in causing people to think. And, you know, I go way back. I go back to the 60s. I was draft bait for Vietnam. And, you know, the Democratic Party in those days was viewed by a lot of people like myself as the source of all evil. The Republican Party could have been, brothers in the same bed with these guys. But back in those days, the Democratic Party had a vice grip on the country. And it was a Democratic Congress, Democratic presidency, that pretty much put us into that war and advanced it and caused the mess that we saw, that we now know to be Vietnam. In fact, remember the Democratic National Convention of 1968. What was happening? All the anti-war protests.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah. So the Democratic Party knows how to do this. But, you know, the dirty, awful secret about all this is that politics are... It's a dirty business. It's a filthy, dirty business. And if you want to get power, you can maybe do what the Democrats did way back when. And I don't think that's any secret, that there was a machine going on there. The Democratic machine.
Hey, I lived in Chicago. Tell me about it.
Mr. Daley, yeah. So you know the story. You know how that machine works. Well, I think the real question you're posing is, how did the Democrats lose their ability to put a machine together?
That's not the question I'm asking. The question I'm asking is this, that no matter who runs, they're either... Let me think about the right way to phrase this. No matter who runs, they're never left enough. They're never good enough. Because everybody has one issue that is important to them, and they can't trade off that one issue to achieve victory. So it's, you know, it's like, well, yeah, but instead of, okay, this is the nominee, let's go for it.
Well, back in the days when the Democrats did control everything, don't you think it worked that same way, though? Don't you think that they were all over the map, but somehow they were able to make compromises and push through who they wanted? I mean, I understand now that John Kennedy was essentially pushed through into the presidency by his father and by some dirty dealings with the mob and with politicos in West Virginia.
Well, but you're also leaving out a very important thing about that. Harris Walford and others and Sergeant Shriver released what was called the Little Blue Bomb, in which they went to every African American church and distributed pictures of John Kennedy phoning Martin Luther King Jr. or talking to Martin Luther King Jr. In jail. But that's not what I mean. I mean, I think the Democratic Party was pretty cohesive, except for maybe the Southern Democrats and civil rights. But that came later in the 60s. But prior to the split that emerged when Gene McCarthy took on Lyndon Johnson, you know, that kind of thing was basically unheard of. Hey, man, I'm out of time. I appreciate the call.
Okay.
744, 60 minutes in front of 8. 303-713-7600. Why is it the Democratic Party?
Gates Planetarium at the Denver Museum of Nature and Science is proud to present Sonic Vision, a mind-blowing fusion of music and digitally animated visuals for the 21st century. Sonic Vision was created by the American Museum of Natural History in collaboration with MTV2 and recording artist Moby. Sonic Vision uses state-of-the-art technology to blend modern rock with vibrant visual artistry, featuring music from Moby, Radiohead, U2, Coldplay, Audioslave, and many more. Don't miss this unique visual and musical journey at the Gates Planetarium, starting this Friday. Get info at 303-322-7009.
Want to learn more about yourself? Want more insight into the lives of others? Then call Psychic Source now. 800-270-0975. New members get 10 minutes of intuitive guidance for just $19.95. Call Psychic Source now. 800-270-0975. We have over 100 psychics available. 10 minutes is just $19.95 for first-time callers. Tarot, astrology, numerology, and other ancient arts can offer you the insights you want. Call Psychic Source now. 800-270-0975. Talk for 10 minutes for just $19.95. New members only. Learn what a psychic reading can do for you. You need the source, Psychic Source. We're here right now. 800-270-0975. 800-270-0975. For entertainment purposes only.
Passengers and cell phones. Decide as a family to talk about these issues and don't assume that good kids always know the right thing to do.
Stress on your spine and improving circulation. I love this chair that I've got in the studio from Grateful Back. And you know what? Since I got this chair, I have not had one backache. If you spend much time sitting during the day, you owe it to yourself to check out the beautiful, high-quality, and back-friendly office chairs at Grateful Back. Being a store dedicated to improving your quality of life through spinal wellness, Grateful Back is so much more than office chairs. They have massage chairs of all types and prices and zero-gravity chairs that decompress your spine while you're sitting and put you in the most comfortable position you've ever been in. You definitely owe it to yourself to check this chair out. Grateful Back also has the largest selection of pressure-relieving mattresses in the state. They carry Tempur-Pedic mattresses as well as now Inomax mattresses and beds. We know, you know, there's an article today about insomnia in the Denver Post. I mean, we all know how important a good night's sleep is. And now you can check out the best the manufacturers and the business are offering right at one store, Grateful Back. Grateful Back is located off Highway 36 east of Flatirons Mall next to Nordstrom's Rack. Stop by, say hello to Rick, and ask him why he opened this store. Or check him out online at www.
Are you worried about your cholesterol or blood pressure? What about your joints? With all the news lately, what should you do? Well, have you considered omega-3 fish oil? Millions already have because it's safe, natural, and it really works. Fish oil is clinically proven to lower triglycerides and blood pressure. And now, new research reveals powerful benefits for stiff joints, wrinkled skin, and even poor concentration. If this sounds like you, we can help. We're Natural Start, and we want to rush you a free bottle of our premier omega-3 formula. Simply call 1-800-771-7544 and ask for your free bottle. We know that once you experience our omega-3, you'll become a loyal Natural Start customer. With three times the power of ordinary fish oil capsules, our advanced omega-3 delivers better and faster results. It's doctor-recommended and mercury-free. So call 1-800-771-7544 for your free bottle and experience the miracle of fish oil. That's 1-800-771-7544.
Tired of renting? Do you want to start building equity in your own home today? Call United Federal Mortgage now to attend their free and informative home buying education class on Saturday, June 25th from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Classes are filling up fast. Seating is limited. Call 303-759-8484 now or click on the link to reserve your spot. They will teach you all you need to know about buying a home. Learn how to access free grants and gift programs to use for your down payment. Find out how to buy a home with no money down. Earn a certificate to use with FHA loans. Click on the link now to reserve your seat for this great class, 303-759-8484, for this exciting class that covers all aspects of the home buying process. If you are ready to buy now or are just wondering how to get started, this is the class for you. Click on the link now or call 303-759-8484. United Federal Mortgage, helping renters become homeowners. Call 303-759-8484 now to reserve your spot for this free class and start down the road to owning your own home today.
Are you getting promoted at the speed you want and getting the raises you deserve now? If not, contact DeVry University's Keller Graduate School of Management about earning a nationally recognized MBA while you work at one of their 72 locations or online. In Keller's MBA program, learn the latest skills in your field so you have a competitive edge and get promoted faster. Get serious. Find out now how to make this happen. Click right now on the Keller banner in your audio player to learn more. Keller Graduate School of Management. Traction for your career.
When you're struggling with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt's all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
The people who provide Care One Credit Counseling Services know how to help you get out of debt and get on with your life, so call them now. 800-379-9142. 800-379-9142. We can help you stop the collection calls, pay off your debt sooner, and save up to 57% every month.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. Gather up your bills and talk to the people who can help, to the people who care. Call Care One Credit Counseling now. 800-379-9142. 800-379-9142. 800-379-9142.
Democrat. I consider myself a progressive, but I don't consider myself liberal. Let me just recommend a book. Zell Miller, and this is somebody that liberals just vilify. I think he's crazy as can be. Zell Miller's A National Party No More. No matter what you think of the guy, he read it correctly, and he reads the national mindset correctly. I recommend his book. I recommend his ideas. I think he speaks to issues of the country that liberals generally don't subscribe to.
Such as?
Listen to. I think the issues of faith. I think the issues of family. I think the issues of community. I think the issues of ideas are things that he talks about. And he's now, I think, rejected by the National Democratic Party. I think that's too bad, because I think he certainly represents segment.
You know, him being rejected from the Democratic Party, don't you think that has something to do with the fact that he showed up at the Republican National Convention and gave an angry speech? I mean, that has part to do with it. And I think that the people on the left have faith, and I think people on the left have family values, and I think the people on the left have all of those things. They may not articulate them. They don't use them as wedge issues. And maybe we need to do a better job of responding to those things. There's a marvelous book by Jim Wallace out about the whole thing about left and religion and faith. But that's not really what I'm asking here this morning. What I'm asking here this morning is why we can't hold together as a cohesive unit the way right-wing Christians and the way the neocons seem to do. Not a debate about values. We can have that at any time. But why it is we don't hang together? You're not really addressing the question. But you're mostly pimping Zell Miller.
You said that the liberals are mad at him because he showed up at the Republican convention. I would ask that question differently. Why did he show up at the
Well, you know what? But
Republican
that's not what I'm talking about this morning. I'm not talking about that. If you want to have a debate about positions, we can have a debate on another morning. I'm asking why it is that we seem to be in a position where we seem to get hung up on single issues.
Well,
and Zell Miller has nothing to do with that.
I can only tell you that the book moved me.
See, you're just
going
to keep pimping it. Thank you for the call.
Yep.
I mean, you know, I'm not here to pimp Zell Miller. Let's go to Jim in Golden. Jim, you're on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, and thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
One of the things that I've been noticing in my personal life is I make phone calls around, you know, just personal business phone calls. You get people from all over the country that you might talk to. And I try to, you know, get care of my business. And then I try to get them to talk about what happened in their thinking back in 2004 and why they voted for Bush. And I try to tell them, you know, you're probably a good Christian person and those kinds of things. And I'm finding that a lot of these people who are completely strangers to me are getting quite disgruntled, and they are Republicans, and they are people that don't go along with this religious right group. Now, if they want to go out and interview people for the presidential election in 08, I say, go ahead, show us your cards. Go right ahead and stand up and show us exactly what you people want. So then the rest of this country will finally wake up and go, we don't want a bunch of religious people running our government. I don't think there's that many people in this country that realize how far to the religious area this government is going. And I don't want to use the word opposite left, because that is becoming synonymous with being actually, if you're on the right, you must be right. And so people are falling into that. And one other statement I'd like to try to get through is, do we, Democrats or progressive people, do we want to go through our political careers with blinders on? It seems as though the other side has blinders. They get in this track, in this rut, and that's where they're going to head. We are much more available to listen to people and sway to try to help all people where they're more focused on their unique needs.
Yeah, but do we want to get hung up on one issue?
Well,
and then end up in the situation we're in now? Where we, you know, where we don't control any branch of the government, and there's no checks and balances, and the person at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue and his lackeys are running wild?
Oh, absolutely. I don't think that is what I think will be exposed if you go ahead, you religious people. Go ahead and pick your candidates.
I don't want to take any chances on it.
Well, then, us as Democrats, we can stand up and say, let's go back to where we were. I grew up in Chicago, too. I know what the Daily Machine was like. I was down there in Lincoln Park in 67, 68. And if you want to have a machine that runs your party.
No, I'm not talking, you know, I'm not talking about having a machine. I'm talking about getting united behind one candidate and giving our all for that candidate, and uniting behind a set of ideas and putting forth candidates that reflect those ideas. I'm not talking about machine politics. Where do you get where I'm talking about machine politics?
I'm sorry if I misunderstood you, because that's how I see the Republicans these days. They are a machine politic type of organization.
Not like Daley's machine. That's a misnomer.
It's totally different. These people are controlled by their Bible. Their Bible is their roadmap. Everybody else may love their Bible or Quran or whatever they want to read, but their thought process is directly focused on the Bible, and whatever is in there is how they decide. And they decide their candidates according to the litmus test that they want to use out of that Bible. I don't want to belong to any group that uses one particular type of illustration life.
You're a perfect example of what I'm talking about. I mean, how do we reconcile all of those things and vote for one candidate?
Well, then how do we find a candidate that represents the people?
We go through the primary process.
Right. And the primary process, when it was ran by the machines on both sides, was actually producing maybe some people that could stand up to fight each other, where now it's...
You know, where do you get this machine business? I don't get where you... In other words, you know, when I grew up in California, I don't think there's any Democratic machine in California.
There's not...
Where do you get this machine idea?
I think I'm going back to when you talked about the Chicago type of...
I mean, I lived there. I lived in Chicago. I lived there three different times.
Right.
But for the rest of the country, there's no machine politics.
Okay, but there is... There has... I'm not for a machine.
Well, no, I don't. Nobody's for a machine. I mean, I'm just not.
I'm just not getting through
to you. You know, and I don't think the Republicans have a machine. They happen to have a united message, and they're very, very good at achieving their goals. Thank you for the call.
You're welcome.
7:58 at AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Coming up next, we'll talk to Eric Gustafson, Executive Director of Epic Education for Peace in Iraq, and we'll talk about the mounting discontent over this country's foreign policy.
Searching for a bachelor's or master's degree program can be a daunting process. Why not study from a college that is focused on the humanities and sciences that allows you to build a course of study that is both interesting and convenient with your busy schedule?
The College of the Humanities and Sciences offers associates, bachelor's, and master's degrees, as well as a diploma program, allowing students the opportunity to explore imaginative literature, natural science, philosophy and religion, social science, education, and jurisprudence degree programs from the comfort of their homes. Because coursework is distance education-based, students design their own curriculum and set a study schedule that's convenient for them. To find out how you can start advancing your educational goals today, click on the banner ad inside this media player. Log on to www.chumsci.edu or call 1-877-248-6724. The College of the Humanities and Sciences, your first choice for distance learning.
Learn more about the Taxpayer's Bill of Rights and this fall's tax increase proposal, Referendum C, at www.taxincrease.org. Paid for by the Independence Institute.
Ed Schultz is going to tell it like it is. And now he has more time to do the telling. Fewer commercials means more talk on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk. KKCN Thornton Boulder.
Radio News, good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman. An elderly white Southern preacher could spend the rest of his life in prison if convicted for the 1964 murders of three civil rights workers. Verdict trial of Edgar Ray Killen is underway in Philadelphia, Mississippi. He's accused of organizing carloads of Ku Klux Klansmen to track down and kill 21-year-old Andrew Goodman, 24-year-old Michael Schwerner, and 21-year-old James Cheney. Next Tuesday marks the 41st anniversary of the murders of the civil rights leaders, whose violent deaths mark another turning point in the nation's civil rights movement. Goodman and Schwerner were two whites from New York who joined Cheney, a black from Mississippi, on a campaign to register blacks to vote. Murder trial for 80-year-old Edgar Killen marks the first time anyone has faced state murder charges in connection to the case. There are reports this morning that some Republican lawmakers have had misgivings about their previous stance on the Terri Schiavo case. The woman at the center of the recent high-profile Right to Die case was found to have irreversible brain damage and was blind before her death. This according to a recent autopsy. One of the Republicans who had pressed for keeping Schiavo alive at the time was Florida Senator Mel Martinez. Martinez now says he has second thoughts about the involvement of Congress. Moreover, Republican Representative Mike Pence says that of his 5 years in office, he saw Congress do its worst job in communicating. Bush administration has another challenge on its hands. Key lawmakers yesterday said they will press Congress to intervene in detainee policies, despite the administration's claim of running the detention center in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, is a province of the executive branch and the military. For our Senate hearing yesterday saw many Democrats denounce the administration's practices at Guantanamo Bay, and some Republicans agree that Congress has been too passive in allowing detainees to be held for years without trials or consultations with their attorneys. Number of dead in Iraq keeps rising. This morning, a judge and his bodyguard were killed in Mosul, 225 miles northwest of Baghdad. Officials say six masked gunmen and two cars blocked the road and sprayed the judge's car with machine gun fire. Police have also found 11 bodies in two towns in the so-called Triangle of Death. They say there were signs of torture on at least five bodies. Five U.S. Marines have been killed in a roadside bomb attack, and an American sailor died by gunfire. Both incidents happened yesterday in Ramadi. in Western Iraq. According to an Associated Press count, the six U.S. deaths raised the number of American military members who have died since the war began to 1,714. And 33,000 federal civilian contractors owe the government $3.3 billion in unpaid taxes, according to a report from the Government Accountability Office. Wayne Gilman, Air America Radio News.
News brought to you by your participating True Value stores. Don't miss True Value's weekend project sale. Now through June 26th, get great prices on paint, lawn, and garden supplies. True Value, help is just around the corner.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Well, we are seeing a busy ride this morning. Westbound I-70 having some trouble. We're jammed back to Chambers because of a crash at I-270. Then coming out of the Thornton Northland area. Southbound I-25 heavy from 104 to the Turnpike. Then we're slow across downtown and through T-Rex. In Aurora, southbound 225, sluggish approaching Parker Road. Then we bunch up toward the Tech Center and around Boulder. Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93 are all busy. And we're seeing brake lights eastbound on the Turnpike from Sheridan to Pecos. Taking a look at today's weather, sunny skies this morning, thunderstorms expected this afternoon with highs in the 80s, right now 62 degrees. Now at Albertsons, check the price and save money on the items you use most. Compare for yourself and save with lower prices on thousands of items throughout the store. Albertsons, helping make your life easier. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Nothing is more all-American than freedom. Join AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, and the ACLU Monday, July 4th, for the 4th Annual 4th of July Liberty Run and Festival of Rights at Washington Park. Enjoy activity.
Worry is emotional torture. It consumes you and robs you of happiness and peace of mind. Anxiety is worry gone out of control, and you can't help it. It tears at your nerves and rips at your heart. It makes your mind race in circles and keeps you from enjoying the moment. Sometimes people turn to medication or alcohol for relief, but medications can have negative side effects, and some medications, as well as alcohol, can be addictive, causing more problems. Anxiety and the worry that goes with it ruins relationships and careers and tears families apart. And people that love you, they tell you to just stop it, that you're doing it to yourself, but you can't because you don't know how. I can show you how. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me send you a powerful free tape that will provide you with insight and hope.
For this wonderful free tape, call 1-800-447-0207. That's 1-800-447-0207.
Stop by your neighborhood Moe's Southwest Grill today and choose from a menu of burritos, salads, quesadillas, and more, made fresh right in front of you. And visit Moe's.com to get the burrito fanatic in your life a Moe's gift certificate. Welcome to Moe's.
Call us in Boulder, Cherry Creek, and the Denver Tech Center at 303-447-9000. That's 303-447-9000.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
It's the end of the world.
Good morning, 8:06, 6 minutes after 8. High today, near 90. Slight chance of some thunderstorms. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. Clear skies here in Boulder and plenty of sunshine. We're going to talk to Eric Gustafson. He is the executive director of EPIC. That's the Education for Peace in Iraq Center and the Iraqi Speakers Bureau. And good morning, Eric, and welcome to AM 760.
Good morning, Jay.
All right, let's first of all explain what EPIC exactly what EPIC is.
The Education for Peace in Iraq Center, EPIC, was established in 1998 to focus on improving human rights in Iraq and also improving humanitarian conditions. So at first, our focus, of course, was reforming sanctions so that it better targeted Saddam Hussein, and as well as addressing the human rights abuses of the regime. But over the years, of course, we've had to shift and focus more and more on the present reality of Iraq, and that's promoting a free and secure Iraq.
You know, the present reality in Iraq is that public opinion polls show that the majority of Americans are beginning to turn against the Bush foreign policy on Iraq, and I have had plenty of discussions here on AM 760 about this. Can we just today pick up and pull out and leave?
I don't think so. I think there's a number of reasons why that's not possible. One is that Iraq, as a developing country and with the political transition, still does not have the security forces that are sufficient to provide security for its own people. So as a result, the United States, whether we like it or not, has a responsibility to the Iraqi people to remain there until those security forces are sufficient to be able to provide security. The other reason is it's a matter of national security. As many of you have heard, look at the change that people like Howard Dean have undergone. The more you really learn about the situation on the ground in Iraq and how it relates to the region and our national security, the more that you realize that it's just not a simple answer of, you know, staying the course or get out tomorrow. That's neither are options.
But is it unrealistic to want some kind of a timeline?
I think that's a worthwhile discussion, but it's not so much a timeline. It's also about having established benchmarks. So there should be a timetable where you're trying to by a certain date reach a specific benchmark. Like, you know, right now, out of over 100 security battalions that Iraq has, I believe only 3 are able to function independently. Well, the administration should go to Congress and say, by this date, we expect to have this many battalions that will be able to function independently, so that the American people finally have an idea of what the roadmap towards success would look like and what kind of a timetable is involved. I think what has been so challenging, I find it for myself when I'm on the lecture circuit and speaking to American audiences, is that the American public has never been adequately prepared for what would be required in Iraq. We had an administration that barreled ahead into Iraq, assuring the American public that we'd be there for perhaps a year, that we'd be greeted with flowers, and, you know, it would be an easy job, and Iraqi oil money would pay for it all. And that's not the reality that we've seen, and I think that's one of the reasons why so many organizations like the Education for Peace in Iraq Center, so many Americans really questioned the rush to war back in 2002, 2003.
Well, British memos indicate that not only did we rush headlong into war in Iraq, but that this administration gave very little thought to a post-war Iraq.
Absolutely, and we saw that. I mean, why would you put the Pentagon in charge of nation building? You know, you have the State Department that has agencies like USAID, and that's more tied into the international community and the UN. I mean, the project of stabilizing Iraq has got to be one embraced by the world. It can't be just the United States going it alone. And unfortunately, we've done tremendous damage in how we went into war. Now, you know, the real test of this administration is to work much harder in building more international support in being able to stabilize Iraq, because I just don't think that the U.S. can do it alone.
Yet this administration wants to go it alone and doesn't seem to be interested in getting help from the international community.
Well, I think that was true, particularly in some of the rhetoric that we saw in the first term of this administration. But I think the second term of this administration is all about dealing with the realities that have to be addressed. And so we've seen some shifts. We've seen some steps in the right direction. Of course, the nomination of Bolton to the United Nations was not one of those steps in the right direction. But, you know, the effort by Condoleezza Rice as Secretary of State, her first trip to Europe, we're seeing some positive developments. But I think one of the things that has got to happen, and, you know, all of us across the country can play a role in this by contacting your legislators, by contacting the administration. The administration has got to finally level with the American people. You know, this optimism that keeps coming from the White House, I think that's part of the problem right now. I think that it's part of the reason why we're seeing a drop in public support for the mission in Iraq. And I myself am a veteran of the 1991 Gulf War, and I can tell you the support of the American public plays a huge role in terms of the morale of the troops. It plays a huge role in the success of the mission. It's one of the most powerful things that we have in the American arsenal. And for the president not to be effective in rallying support for a mission that can lead to success and the safe return of our soldiers in a timely fashion is truly unfortunate. And I think the administration needs to just finally level with the American people. You know, there are tremendous obstacles ahead of us, but this is why it's important for us to succeed.
12 minutes after 8 on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Eric Gustafson with us, Executive Director of the Education for Peace in Iraq Center and the Iraqi Speakers Bureau. But what do you say to those people like myself who believe that we had no business going in there in the first place, that we were lied to, that the Downing Street memo, which John Conyers is going to hold hearings today on,
yep.
I mean, all of these things indicate that we were hoodwinked, and now we're stuck. I mean, there's no end. There's no light at the end of the tunnel.
Well, I think there is a light at the end of the tunnel, but here's let me just mention a couple things. First of all, EPIC as an organization was very much part of the effort to try to prevent the war that happened. And not just EPIC, but also our partner organization, Veterans for Common Sense, was very much involved. I mean, we had 1,000 veterans sign on to a letter to the president in early March before the launch of the invasion, asking questions that the administration to this day has yet to answer. So we have I have a very good understanding, and I have a good understanding because the reason why we are questioning the administration, I mean, having worked on Iraq since 1998, when I saw some of the rationale, I knew that there was not a basis to it. You know, the threat of weapons of mass destruction. I mean, we had questions about what Iraq had, but I knew that these definitive answers coming from the administration were based on information provided by Ahmed Chalabi and others who clearly had an interest in dragging the U.S. into a war to get rid of Saddam. But what we have to understand is that is a worthwhile question in terms of our American democracy. But we are in Iraq now, and the other question is how do we deal with the current situation? And that's also got to be addressed, particularly for the 140,000 American soldiers that are on the ground in Iraq. We've got to figure out a way to lead to success so that those soldiers can come home.
Yeah, but how do you handle that situation? I mean, the administration certainly doesn't seem to have any idea on how to handle it. You know, it seems to be more violent there by the day.
Well, one of the steps in the right direction was that the administration finally transferred authority in terms of overseeing the reconstruction of Iraq to the State Department. That was just over a year ago. The State Department has made significant changes to the plan, which I think are positive developments, emphasizing job creation, shifting more funding to Iraqi contractors. Those are the kinds of things that are essential, because we have to recognize that in order to defeat the kind of insurgency we're seeing in Iraq, you have to recognize that it's not just a military solution, but there's a political solution. There's a social and economic solution. And you've got to address all of that. You've got to create jobs so that you don't have jobless Iraqis in Ramadi or Fallujah that then become likely recruits for the insurgency. But the other dynamic that we've seen since the elections, and this is a very dangerous dynamic because it speaks not only to the threat of civil war in Iraq, but also the threat of a regional war. After the elections, there was a lull in violence, and I think that had a lot to do with what was happening within Iraq. A lot of the Iraqi Sunni Arabs actually realized that not participating in the elections was a huge mistake, and so we started to see things move in the right direction in terms of the political transition. And we're still seeing some of those developments within Iraq with the transitional government negotiating and trying to bring more Iraqi Sunni Arabs into the government. And that is absolutely key to stabilizing Iraq. But then we saw another development, and that is from countries like Saudi Arabia, Jordan, and Syria, foreign fighters, Sunni Arabs, going into Iraq, because now there's a perception, particularly among the most extreme elements of the Salafi and Wahhabi sects of Islam, of Sunni Islam, is a perception that democracy in Iraq means Shiite majority rule. And people are willing to cross the border and blow themselves up to prevent that from happening. And that's where that outside meddling really damages the hopes for and aspirations of peace among the Iraqi people.
All right, let me stop you right there because we got a break, and when we come back, we'll pick this up. All right.
Okay.
All right, Eric Gustafson with us. He's the executive director of the Education for Peace in Iraq Center and the Iraqi Speakers Bureau. If you want to talk to him, 303-713-76.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? Their loan loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference. American Financing Corporation.
County Line Liquor is paying back their loyal customers with the Savings Train Card. Pick up a Savings Train card, fill in your favorite item, and have your card stamped with each purchase. Buy six of your favorite item, you get the next one at half price, or buy 12 and get the next one for a penny. Good on every item in the store, including sale items. No games, no gimmicks, no case discounts. Hop on the Savings Train today at County Line Liquor, County Line and Broadway.
If you're a diabetic, iCare Medical makes getting your testing supplies as easy as 1, 2, 3. First, there are no upfront costs. Second, we file all your claim forms. And third, you'll never wait for reimbursement. How easy is that? Plus, we carry all the major testing supplies, and you never have to leave your home to get them. We deliver them right to your door. No more going out in bad weather. No more waiting in line at the drugstore. We do all the paperwork and we will deliver right to your door. iCare Medical is a participating Medicare provider. We accept most private insurances. Call this number.
800-365-6303. 800-365-6303. Have your diabetic testing supplies delivered to your home right now. 800-365-6303. 800-365-6303.
Problems. A message from KD Canopy, specializing in instant setup canopies, great for shelter from the sun and light showers.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for a free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-765-5678. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-765-5678. That's 1-800-765-5678.
A positive attitude. They'll teach you everything there is to know about the business, and you can earn while you learn. Rockies pays every 2 weeks and will give you a $2,000 guarantee for the first 30 days. And you've heard me talk about how great the people are at Rockies, and they really are. It's like family out there. So if you want to join, apply now in person. Ask for Colby. And don't forget about that matching down incentive. It's still going on out of Rockies Autos, and their new summer hours are Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Rockies Autos at the corner.
In Boulder County, call 303-443-SCAN. In Denver, call 303-433-8800. It's Jay Marvin on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
821, 21 minutes after 8 o'clock, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin here. 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms and a high near 90. 303-713-7600 if you want to talk to Eric Gustafson, Executive Director of EPIC, the Education for Peace in Iraq Center and the Iraq Speakers Bureau. And let's get back to Eric. All right, Eric, pick up where you left off. You were talking about the Sunni involvement, which we should have thought about that in the very beginning.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that was one of the huge mistakes. I mean, the administration heavily relied, again, on a lot of the opposition parties like Ahmed Chalabi and others. And so, you know, what was it drawn from? It was opposition groups that had been formed and were in exile in places like Iran. So it was sectarian Shiite opposition groups, or in the north that were Kurdish. And you didn't have very many opposition groups that were Sunni Arab. And that was a huge problem at the very beginning. It was also very unfortunate that the UN mission in Iraq had the setback with the bombing of the UN headquarters in August 2003, because Sergio de Mello played a critical role in bringing some of the Iraqis onto the governing council that were actually those that had stayed in Iraq under Saddam. And that's again, the key. You've got to bring in more leadership that emerges from those that stayed, because they, in some ways, actually have greater legitimacy in the eyes of the Iraqi people.
So how do we bring the Sunnis into the process?
Well, I think part of it is that we've got to continue to provide the kind of assistance and support that Iraqi leaders are asking for. And there is an ongoing effort right now by Prime Minister Ibrahim Jaffery and other critical leaders within the transitional government to begin to negotiate and bring them on board. But part of it is that, again, we can't do this on the cheap. It's not just a military situation. You've got to also offer incentives. There should be economic assistance to regions like Anbar, Diyala province, cities like Mosul, that have been hit very, very hard since the invasion, both because the Iraqi Sunni Arab community, many of whom had been part of the previous government and had an income coming from the previous government, would suddenly, they lost the income, they lost the prestige, they lost their standing. You've got to figure out ways to now revitalize the economy in those areas and also deal with the unemployment crisis.
So there's what would happen if we just pulled out tomorrow?
Well, I think that the foreign fighters that we're seeing in increasing numbers crossing the border would continue and create tremendous violence. Within Iraq, you have some diehard insurgents, Sunni, particularly in the Sunni Arab area, that would take advantage of that chaos and would continue to drive forward until they could topple the government. I don't think that the elected transitional government would survive beyond a year if we were to pull out now. And if it were to survive, it would have to rely on the same pillars of power that Saddam Hussein relied on, and that means using military violence to stay in power, patronage networks, things that are very undemocratic to be able to remain in power, as well as complete control of all the oil resources, too, and spending most of it to keep that government in power.
What do you say, though, to those people who have called me and said, well, you know what, the Iraqi people view us as just being occupiers, and the sooner we get out, the happier they'll be?
Well, it's a half-truth. I absolutely agree that the U.S. presence in Iraq is destabilizing. At the same time, it's a necessary evil in the short term. So you have to begin to provide some assurances, some guarantees that the U.S. military presence will end. And the administration at times has made statements in that regard. But again, I think the administration could do a much better job of offering assurances directly to Iraqis that it is not the policy of the United States to stay in Iraq. And, you know, things like the concern about these permanent military bases, those are the kinds of things that I think fuels the perception that the United States is there to stay, and I don't think that helps at all.
You know, even if the White House, even if the president were to level with the American people, there still would be a tremendous backlash, don't you think?
A backlash within the American...
A backlash in this country against the government, because the Bush administration has never, ever, ever really leveled with us about Iraq. I mean, they keep, you said this earlier, they keep, mm-hmm. you know, coming out with these rosy pronouncements. I mean, Dick Cheney says here, like last week, that the Iraqi resistance is in its last throes. I mean, you know, do you believe that?
No, not at all. I mean, let's look at the violence since the elections. You know, there was, again, that lull in violence, and that had a lot to do with what was going on domestically in Iraq. But then you had the regional dimension and an increase in the number of foreign fighters. And these are, you know, it's not that these foreign fighters represent militarily significant numbers, but the fact that they are willing to blow themselves up and take as many Iraqi lives with them is where it's so damaging. I mean, if you look at the violent deaths this year so far, these kinds of bombings account for well over 700 deaths within the last month. Last month, we saw more suicide bombings in Baghdad than we saw last year, the entire year combined. And one thing I want to just mention to the listeners, because a lot of people don't realize just the kind of job that the U.S. military is doing. You know, I was in the service, and whenever you go through a combat operation, you always do after-action reports, and then the military adjusts their operations based on those reports. The military has begun to realize, I think, more and more the importance of trying to safeguard Iraqi civilians. And even though there's going to be, at times, combat in cities like Ramadi, figuring out ways to ensure that you're only killing and capturing these terrorists and insurgents and not killing civilians. So if you look at the numbers, in 2003, U.S. military operations and coalition operations accounted for over 2,000 deaths among the Iraqi population among civilians.
Mm.
In 2004, it was over 1,500.
Mm.
I think a lot of that had to do with the air attacks. This year so far, in the past 6 months, guess what the number is?
Oh, I couldn't. How high is it?
It's 101. 101. And what I'm relying on is the Iraqi, the Iraq body count, because that's really the only data that we have. Obviously, it's not the best data. It's inevitably going to undercount. But the fact is that that suggests a very positive trend that U.S. military operations, I think, increasingly are playing more of a peacekeeping role and a training role, training Iraqi security forces. And that's definitely moving in the right direction. You know, it's still a challenge. I think the insurgency has actually gotten worse, again, particularly because of this terrorist foreign fighter element.
Yeah, Rumsfeld said the other day that Iraq is no more safe now than it was in 2003.
Yeah, I mean, I just think that obviously it's complicated, but I would disagree with some of those assessments. I think it's gotten worse. But at the same time, there are opportunities to begin to turn that around. And I think part of it is, you know, we've seen the U.S. military with these after-action reports begin to adapt its operations on the ground. That's kind of at the brigade level. But we need to start to see that at the Pentagon level, and we haven't seen that. And we need to see it at the administration level, and we haven't seen the administration fully adapt to the realities in Iraq.
All right. Well, yeah. You know, the thing is, I just feel so frustrated by the fact that we're even there.
Yeah.
I just really do, and I really, it's just such a shame that we got buffaloed into this. You know what, Eric, thank you very much. And by the way, if people want to find out more about your organization, do you have a website?
Yeah, absolutely. I'd love for them to visit our site now, because we've got an article on the homepage that I encourage folks to read about why abandoning Iraq is wrong. The website is www.epic-usa.org.
All right, Eric. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
It's a pleasure, Jay. Thanks.
You got it. And we'll put the interview up there, plus a link to Epic's website at am60.net. 8:30 at AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk. Coming up next, we're going to talk about CAFTA with Dan Restrepo, Director of the Congressional Affairs at the Center for American Progress. That's coming up next. It's 8:30 at AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk. Open phones right after 9. Right now, traffic with Bailey.
Well, thanks, Jay. Around town, things are looking a lot better. Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93 are busy but starting to thin out a little bit. And the Turnpike a little sluggish eastbound from Federal to Pecos. Now, we're still having some trouble westbound I-70 jammed back to Chambers because of a crash at I-270 and southbound I-25. Runs heavy across downtown and through T-Rex. In Aurora, southbound 225, a little slow approaching Parker Road, then it bunches up on your way toward the Tech Center. Today's weather, sunny skies this morning, thunderstorms expected this afternoon with highs in the 80s. Right now, it's 63 degrees. Burt Cooney Honda has the best selection, the best service, and the best people every day. That's Burt Cooney Honda, located just 1 mile east of I-25 on a...
All right, class, please take your seat.
Helping to build a positive influence through teaching can be one of the most rewarding careers. The College of the Humanities and Sciences offers a Master's of Arts in Education, in addition to several other bachelor's, master's, and diploma programs in the humanities and sciences. All coursework through the College of the Humanities and Sciences is distance education-based, allowing students to design their own curriculum and set a study schedule that is convenient for them. To find out how you can obtain your Master's of Arts in Education or other exciting degree programs through the College of the Humanities and Sciences, click on the banner ad inside this media player. Log on to www.chumsci.edu or call 1-877-248-6724. The College of the Humanities and Sciences, your first choice for distance learning.
healthy. That's why Clorox has a line of disinfecting products to get rid of germs that can make kids sick. When their world is cleaner, they're...
Rambler, Admiral 30 stock, number M1265, double slide, gas motor home with all the bells and whistles. Right now, you can save an incredible $18,585 with a low monthly payment of $611 with approved credit. Now, that's some serious savings. Stock number T1345-2005, Keystone Laredo, 29-inch fifth wheel, beautiful rear kitchen floor plan with a Comfort Plus package and residential living package with approved credit. You can save an amazing $8,807 with a low payment of only $228 with approved credit. Choose from over 9 acres of inventory. Stop by Windish RV during their famous savings sale and see for yourself their incredible selection of RVs. They're really great people at Windish. They're nice people, and the selection will knock you out, and the savings will floor you, too. Centrally located at 6th and Sims, that's Windish RV, where RV...
You've heard me talk all about the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. We're the specialists when it comes to providing a affordable health insurance to those of us that are self-employed or run a small business. But have you called us yet? Maybe you haven't needed health insurance. Maybe you had it where you work, but now you're off on your own. You started your own business, and now you realize how challenging it is to find affordable health insurance. Well, you can count on the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company to provide affordable health insurance to folks just like you and I, small business owners and the self-employed. Call right now and get yourself an affordable quote. The call is free. Here's the number. 800-816-3631, 800-816-3631 for affordable health insurance. Call 800-816-3631. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Association membership requirements vary by state. Not available in all states.
And Turner Financial Planning. Go to am760.net today, click on the blue list, and support the companies that support AM760.
Rescue the environment and save yourself from high gas prices. Join AM760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, and the Denver Regional Council of Governments for Bike to Work Day 2005. Wednesday, June 22nd, from 6 and 8 a.m. at East Park, located on the north side of Interlochen Boulevard. Stop by, grab some breakfast and free helmets while supplies last. Help AM760 in an effort to educate commuters about the benefits of using two wheels to get to work. For more information, log on to am760.net.
Coming up on 8:35, 25 minutes in front of 9 o'clock, AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Look for the high today to get around 90, and about a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms. And let's talk to Dan Restrepo, Director of Congressional Affairs for the Center for American Progress. I want to talk about CAFTA. Dan, good morning, and welcome to AM 760.
Morning, Jay. Good to be with you.
All right. Explain to those people who don't know, explain what CAFTA is all about.
It is the latest in a series of free trade agreements entered into by the Bush administration that was actually negotiated with five Central American countries, Nicaragua, El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, and Costa Rica. And actually, it also includes the Dominican Republic, kind of in a side deal. It was negotiated. The negotiations finished about a year ago, to put it very briefly, it's a bad trade deal, unfortunately. And right now, it is pending before the Congress. A couple committees did some work on it this week, and it should probably be in front of both the House and the Senate sometime in the next month or so.
All right. What makes it such a bad agreement?
A couple of different things make it a bad agreement. I think the first thing is the U.S. needs smart trade policy to prosper. And unfortunately, CAFTA is not a smart trade agreement. Any smart trade agreement should provide significant gains for U.S. workers, consumers, business. This one doesn't. The economies we're dealing with here are tiny. This is basically the equivalent of entering into a free trade agreement with New Haven, Connecticut.
Hmm.
These countries account for less than 1% of our exports, and they're just not markets that can absorb the high value U.S. Products that we should be looking to sell around the world. The second thing that makes it a bad trade agreement or not smart trade is that the administration really isn't looking after U.S. workers. in a way, or U.S. consumers for that matter, in a way that it should be. As we all know, right now it's a tough time in the U.S. economy for a lot of folks based on the reckless policies of the Bush administration. And this trade agreement, you know, with trade, there's going to be winners and losers even when there's an overall benefit. And the Bush administration isn't doing nearly enough in terms of creating jobs. They still haven't created a single private sector job during the Bush administration. They aren't doing enough on trade adjustment assistance, that is programs that are designed to help the particular workers who are losing their jobs when their industries are displaced by trade. They're making it harder for people to get, it's called TAA. They're making it harder for people to get TAA rather than easier. I'm sure you've discussed the absence of extended unemployment insurance.
Oh yeah, so
it's a series of trade policy doesn't exist in isolation from broader economic policy. And this administration's broader economic policy has been a disaster for average Americans and for working Americans. And CAFTA is more of the same. This is a deal that is probably best for the U.S. pharmaceutical industry. And kind of those kinds of narrow interests that really, again, don't support kind of the broad-based advancement of the U.S. economy, which is what trade should do.
Does it make it easy for companies to move jobs to foreign countries where they pay less?
It probably, because the economies we're talking about here are so small, that effect is actually unlikely to be a particularly big problem here. U.S. jobs obviously are moving overseas in pretty alarming numbers, but they're moving overseas to places that we don't have these kinds of agreements with. They're moving to China and to India, and places that obviously have much lower labor costs for a whole host of reasons. So CAFTA itself, I don't think is the kind of trade agreement where you're going to have, if it becomes law, if it goes into effect, you're not going to have that kind of outsourcing or offshoring of jobs, largely because the economies we're dealing with just aren't that big.
What's its chance for passage?
It's very hard to say what its chances for passage are. Successful trade policy over the years has been bipartisan. And the way the Bush administration has handled CAFTA is anything but bipartisan, which is in keeping with the way they do anything. They're now kind of scrounging around to see if they can find some Democratic votes for it because they're in trouble. They got through the two committees basically on party line votes through the Senate Finance Committee and through the House Ways and Means Committee earlier this week. There's a real hesitation. The U.S. sugar industry very much does not like CAFTA.
Why?
Because it kind of ironically, the CAFTA opens the U.S. sugar market ever so slightly to Central American sugar imports. And the sugar cane growers and sugar beet growers in the United States don't want any competition. And as a result, they're very firmly against the agreement. And that's creating problems because the sugar industry has deep ties in the Republican Party. So there are Republicans who are extremely hesitant to vote for CAFTA because of the opposition to the sugar industry. So the Bush administration is in the process of trying to, no pun intended, sweeten the deal in a way to get the sugar industry off its back, or at least off the back of enough Republicans in the, particularly the Senate, to be able to get enough just Republican votes. I don't think they expect to get many, if any, Democratic votes on the floor of the Senate when CAFTA comes up.
So CAFTA is just not a good deal.
That's exactly right. It's not a good deal for the U.S. and quite frankly, it's not a good deal for the Central Americans. The labor protection provisions in this agreement are a giant step back from progress that had been made in previous trade agreements that were negotiated at the end of the Clinton administration. These countries, the Central American countries, have some of the probably worst labor laws on the books, and they're very bad at enforcing them. This agreement simply requires them to enforce their labor laws instead of requiring them to comply with International Labor Organization standards, which is kind of like the gold standard. And because the agreement does, from a Central American perspective, the agreement doesn't open up the two most important markets in the United States, the textile industry and the sugar industry, which are the places that they are most competitive and could probably benefit the most from in terms of greater access to the U.S. market. So it's a deal that's not going to improve the lives of everyday Central Americans in any meaningful way, which is an unfortunate thing because improving the lives of everyday Central Americans is in the U.S.'s interest because that would probably mean that more Central Americans would stay at home.
All right, Dan, thank you. Appreciate your time on this. Really do.
Certainly. Thank you, Jim.
All right. There's Dan Restrepo. He's the director of the Congressional Affairs at the Center for American Progress about CAFTA, which is being debated now in Congress and in the Senate. And might want to contact your representative and urge a no vote. 8:42, 18 minutes in front of 9.
Get in now for Christie Sports' store-wide grand opening sale celebrating their newest store opening soon at Flatirons Mall. The sale starts now through July 4th at all Front Range locations. Save up to 25% off all their designer teak wood patio furniture. Plus, huge savings on their cast and wicker furniture from Casual Classics and slim varieties from Homecrest and Tropitone. With quality iron sets as low as $3.99 and 6 months same as cash, you can have your furniture delivered this week. Call 1-877-SKI-SMART or go to ChristieSportsPatio.com with 18 Colorado locations.
Make every day a special day for Dad all summer long with quality outdoor furniture from Christie Sports. With complete dining sets as low as $3.99. Christie Sports Patio with the lowest prices guaranteed. Call 1-877-SKI-SMART or go to ChristieSportsPatio.com.
How much do you love your dog? Shasta's Doghouse provides your special family member a perfect place where your dog can make friends and release energy. Shasta's Doghouse provides doggy daycare and boarding for your pet. Call 303-307-1638 or check out shastasdoghouse.com.
What if I told you I could make your acne disappear and leave you with beautiful, healthy-looking skin? With all the acne promises out there, you're skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by sending you a risk-free 60-day trial of a remarkable product called Proactive Solution. Proactive was developed by dermatologists for you to use at home without spending hundreds of dollars on doctor visits. Call 1-800-770-9505 to find out how you can get a risk-free trial. Proactive combines prescription-grade acne medicine with soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. Eliminate bumps and redness and prevent future outbreaks. It's a safe and simple product that will heal, hydrate, and soothe your skin while preventing breakouts. With over 7 million customers, Proactive is the best-selling acne system in America. To get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution, just call 1-800-770-9505 and you'll become a believer. I know you have beautiful skin under your acne. Let Proactive prove it. Call 1-800-770-9505 for your free trial. 1-800-770-9505.
Us on June 25th and learn how to take charge of your political future. We'll have workshops on being a citizen lobbyist as well as health care and environmental issues.
If you're self-employed or you run a business of any kind and you want a guaranteed way to save money on your taxes, you need to listen to this. We're offering a free 60-minute CD right now explaining all the details. The program is called Tax Loopholes of the Rich. I called, got the free CD, and listened to it. Then I signed up for some of their other programs they offer, and after one consultation, learn some new legal ideas that saved me about $10,000 on my tax bill. And we're just getting started. The CD is free. All we ask is that you pay $4.95 to cover shipping and handling, so call right now. 800-814-5031. 800-814-5031. Tax Loopholes of the Rich can save smart business owners and the self-employed thousands of dollars on their taxes, so call right now for the free CD. 800-814-5031. 800-814-5031.
Golf was incredibly fast and non-invasive. She was done in a matter of minutes, and we were shocked at how long it didn't take. These two centers use a revolutionary FDA-approved electron beam scanner, which uses much less radiation than many of its imitators out there. They also offer virtual colonoscopies. Colon cancer is our second leading cause of cancer deaths. Before, the only way to be screened was through an uncomfortable process using scopes. No more. Now you can be screened in a virtual process that takes only 15 minutes and has you back to activity immediately. No risks, no scopes. Here's the bottom line. We have the technology to screen for cancers and illnesses before they become life-threatening. It's called preventive medicine, not reactive. lung scans, virtual colonoscopies, and heart scans. You owe it to yourself and your family to call Colorado Heart Imaging in Denver at 303-433-8800, or if you're in the Boulder area, call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-8800.
Brakes Plus does over 1,000 brake and auto services daily. They are the experts. Brakes Plus is the home of the $79 brake special and lifetime brakes starting at $99. For money-saving coupons and a location near you, visit brakesplus.com.
Hi, it's Peter Boyles. Look, rates are fast approaching record low levels once again. For homeowners right now, with an adjustable rate mortgage or a high fixed rate mortgage, or those of you who are looking to buy a home this summer, you need to apply right now with EquityRelief.com. They have an excellent track record. It's earned my respect. It's not easy to get an endorsement from us, but I'll tell you what, I know their service is backed by employees who are the best lending professionals in Denver. They've been on for over a decade and continue to earn compliments about their ability to find the best rates and terms for Colorado families. That's because they're Colorado-owned and Colorado-operated. They are here. Let them help you next. Apply online on the internet. Address EquityRelief.com, EquityRelief.com, or call them 303-839-LOAN. That's 303-839-5626, EquityRelief.com. Call them today. Hi, it's Peter Boyles. Are you a homeowner in need of some debt relief this summer? Well, interest rates are moving down all the time. EquityRelief.com has the experience and negotiating skills to find legitimate mortgage programs, consolidating bills into a more manageable situation. It's been their specialty since 1993. EquityRelief.com on the Internet, a company I personally endorse and recommend because of their amazing track record and customer service. Before rates go up, again, 303-839-LOAN, 303-839-5626 today.
And guys like Frist and others, that she's definitely poising herself for a middle of the road, moderate New Democrat run, just like Bill Clinton did. And I think that would be successful. And the one thing, and I listen to you every day, and I definitely like what you're doing. And what I really appreciate is that you're not too liberal, that you're turning off the moderates like myself. And I also listen to Mrs. Randy Rhodes every day. And while I listen to her, because I like the message, I do feel she's a little too far to the left and pisses off some people that want to try to be more conciliatory. But I think everything that you guys are doing with 760 is great. Now, I just wanted to get your take on this notion of, you know, are we going to win if we move to the middle versus the taking the Dean approach, which is, you know, let's rally the base, because I truly believe the base isn't big enough to beat the Republicans. We have to get the base plus some Republican moderates. And that's the key.
Well, I think the trick is to get the base plus to get some moderates without selling your soul totally. And it depends on how the debate's framed. It depends on how things are put. You know, she's also stood up with Newt Gingrich at one point here earlier this year. So I don't know if she's positioning herself to run for the presidency or if she feels that that's a position she needs to take in order to win re-election in the state of New York. You know, I don't know. I'd like to see her run. I think she'd have a good chance of winning. I spent the whole 7 to 8 o'clock hour basically talking about the fact that those of us who are progressives and liberals and on the left don't seem to be as cohesive as those on the right, and we get hung up over single-issue types of problems. The only way for us to win is we're going to have to pound home a unified message that this country is on the wrong track, that it's on the wrong track domestically, and that it's on the wrong track foreign policy-wise. And I think there's plenty out there to talk about.
But we have to proffer a solution, right? We also have to proffer a solution.
Yes, we have to offer a solution. I think one of the things we have to do is whoever runs, if things remain the way they've been so far, whoever runs is going to have to come up with some solution to get us out of Iraq. That's number one.
Right.
Because, you know, and jobs. We're going to have to talk about jobs. And we're going to have to offer solutions to a sluggish economy. I don't. If I had an answer to your question, I guess I wouldn't be working here at AM 760. I guess I'd be running the Democratic Party. I like Howard Dean, and I like what Howard Dean has to say. But I think we need to be very careful to frame the debate. And I'll tell you something else I think we need to do. We need to run a candidate that is not timid.
That's right.
And there's a difference between being too left-wing and being timid. I'm not, when I say timid, I'm talking about, you know, I've said this a million times in the air. John Kerry should have drawn a line in the sand, to borrow an Elder Bush statement, about his whole Vietnam service record.
Absolutely.
And he should have taken it to George W. Bush like there was no tomorrow, and he didn't do it. And we've got to get somebody who will get up there and who will fight the good fight.
You're absolutely right. And one final thing I wanted to mention is that I like Hillary. She isn't timid. She stands tall. She talks. She's stoic. And when she speaks, she sounds like a leader. Now, when Matt Lauer was changed the topic from their bill that they're introducing and started off asking about the shot, the Terry Schiavo, autopsy report, you could see him backpedaling from the comments. You know, when he was on the floor and he made basically a diagnosis from the floor of the Senate.
Right.
And Hillary was saying exactly what she believed in. It was strong. It was stoic. It was a consistent message. She sounded like a leader. And there's Fritz backpedaling. And that's what I hear. Someone who talks like Dean, but has the analytical mind to speak like a lawyer and think like a lawyer.
Well, I'll tell you, you know what my dream candidates would be?
Who's that?
Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama.
Oh, that would be awesome. Now, isn't he too young, like even constitutionally, to run for the president?
Oh, yeah, no, he can run. He's old enough. He's in his 40s.
Oh, he's in his 40s?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I thought he was in his 30s.
No!
Okay.
He's in his 40s.
Oh, they would be unstoppable.
Yeah, they would be definitely unstoppable. Josh, thank you for the call, man.
Thank you.
You got it. Let's go to Kay in Denver. Kay, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Well, that was a good call.
Well, I thought so, too.
Yes, well, I agree with him, but I'm calling on something different that just drives me insane.
Sure, go ahead.
And it's concerning the gentleman that you had on speaking about Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that this administration is one of the most dangerous administrations we've ever had. They went into this conflict for God knows what reason. Oil, revenge, I have no idea. And without understanding the culture of these people. These people have been fighting for hundreds of years. These are tribal people, and we don't understand these people. And we want to go in and think that we're going to say, democracy, that's what you need. And they're going to fight. We've stirred up a hornet's nest.
I don't think this administration cares about what those people and about their culture. I don't think this.
But I care about our guys.
Well, I do too. But I mean, you were bringing up the administration. I mean, there's that other memo that's out there that was in the paper earlier this week, along with and it kind of supports the Downing Street memo, in which there was little or no thought given.
Oh,
to what would happen in post-war Iraq. I mean, I don't think this administration stopped to think about the culture or anything else.
No, and I think, well, the problem is these people, and Thomas Friedman, I read him all the time, I think they have their heads in the clouds when they think that we actually have the power to democratize this region. This region is going to do, they have... There's Syria and Jordan. There's all these influences. Iran. We can't go in and tell these people that they're going to be a democratic country. We had no business going in there. I think our business was to make sure they weren't creating dangerous situations for us. And inspectors and that kind of thing were reasonable. But to go in and stir this up, we have stirred up a hornet's nest. And now
to
restabilize
But we can't leave.
Well, you know, we're going to leave. When we leave, they're going to continue doing this because now they have to I remember, and I can't remember who said this, but some prominent person said they didn't know if Iraq was the kind of place that needed a Saddam-type leader, or Saddam created Iraq. And we're going to find out that it's very difficult to
cut to the chase. Are you suggesting that we just now turn around and pick up and leave?
I'm afraid that if we continue going, we're going to lose more and more
So you want to pick up and leave?
I don't think we should just pick up and leave, but I think we need to start thinking about it and thinking about a strategy.
Well, we definitely need an exit strategy, but I just don't think we can pick up right now and just take off.
What do you think's going to happen when we finally do take off? And when will that be? And
if we train enough Iraqi troops to be able to handle the situation, if we bring the Sunnis into the process, maybe there may be some degree of tranquility. I just don't know. Kay, thank you. Appreciate the call. Thank you. Coming up here on 8:58 on AM 760 Boulder. I am just befuddled. I mean, on one hand, you know, I wish we could just get out and leave. I mean, I'd like to see us do that on one hand, but I just know deep in my gut, in my big fat gut, that it's that we just can't do it. That we've somehow got to get some kind of an exit plan together, and we've got to somehow stabilize the country. 8:58, a couple minutes before 9 on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. It's open phones,
303-713-7600.
Since the other side has their radio, we figure...
Don't make a mistake when buying your next leather sofa. Hi, it's April Zesbaugh. You'll want to find a sofa with top grain leather, heavy hardwood frames, and steel suspensions. You'll find all of that at Furnico. They carry only fine furniture with prices that are 50 to 70% less than the other stores. Those other places will go through 6 or 7 middlemen before the furniture ever gets to you. At Furnico, they design their own sofas, chairs, chaises, and ottomans, and they own their own factories where they build all of it. That means thousands of dollars of savings on all leather and microfiber living room sets to billiard and game tables. Furnico Denver is celebrating their grand opening right now through the end of June with great deals on everything. They're giving away a free ottoman when you buy any living room set. You owe it to yourself, your home, and your wallet. Go to Furnico. It's a little tough to find, but well worth the trip. The store is near Centennial Airport, just off East Arapahoe and South Revere. You can follow the signs or call 720-221-3765. That's 720-221-3765. Also check them out online. It's FurnicoHome.com.
363-7665 and put an end to your smoking. Participation is on a fee-for-service basis.
We can't stop Al Franken from talking, and we don't want to. So, we're playing fewer commercials. This is KKZN, Fort and Boulder, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
This is Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman. President Bush put aside partisan politics and joined Democrats and Republicans at what was billed as a Hispanic prayer breakfast. Bush thanked lawmakers for setting aside politics to come and, quote, honor the Almighty through prayer. Bush urged the audience of several hundred people, including religious and business leaders this morning, to take time to pray. He called it really the strength of America. Today's prayer meeting comes on the heels of a Republican fundraiser where Bush launched a combative attack on Democrats earlier this week. He accused them of standing for nothing but obstructionism. Senate GOP leaders say that Social Security overhaul plan is not going anywhere and are calling on the president to come up with an exit plan, just like demands are increasing for an exit plan for Iraq. Republicans have been meeting with White House Deputy Chief of Staff Karl Rove and political officials to discuss plans for an end-game strategy to the retirement plan. Recent poll numbers show that support for the president's overhaul, especially his plan to privatize personal accounts, failed to strike a responsive chord with most Americans. Republican Senator Olympia Snowe of Maine has been unwavering in her opposition to the overhaul plan. Bush administration has another challenge on its hands. Key lawmakers yesterday said they'll press Congress to intervene in detainee policies, despite the administration's claim of running the detention center in Guantanamo Bay as the province of the executive branch and the military. For our Senate hearing yesterday, so many Democrats denounced the administration's practices at Guantanamo Bay, and some Republicans agreed that Congress has been too passive in allowing detainees to be held for years without trials or consultations with their attorneys. 33,000 federal civilian contractors owe the federal government $3.3 billion in unpaid taxes, according to a report by the Government Accountability Office, the investigative arm of Congress. The report concluded that the Treasury Department's Financial Management Service Bureau had poorly managed a program that authorizes agencies to withhold 15% from payments of delinquent contractors. The Bureau is responsible for government payments as well as debt collection. We estimate that if the FMS deficiencies we identified were corrected, FMS could have collected at least $50 million more than it did fiscal year 2004, according to the report. Richard Gregg, Commissioner of Financial Management Bureau, said in a statement that the agency was working with the Internal Revenue Service and other agencies to subject delinquent contractors to the withholding program. Last year, the Government Accountability Office found in a similar report that 27,000 defense contractors owed $3 billion in unpaid taxes. Wayne Gilman, Air America Radio News.
News brought to you by your participating True Value stores. Don't miss True Value's weekend project sale. Now through June 26th, get great prices on paint, lawn, and garden supplies. True Value, help is just around the corner.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Oh, we're still having some trouble westbound I-70, jammed back to Pena Boulevard. That's because of a crash at I-270 and south on I-25. Looking good coming out of the Thornton North Glen area. There were sluggish in both directions through T-Rex. Southbound 225 bunches up toward the tech center and around town. A guy dumped his motorcycle. That's at 28th and Arapahoe. And the turnpike slows eastbound near Federal. Off the highways, have a rollover working. That's on Evans just west of Holly. And the forecast, sunny skies this morning. Maybe a thunderstorm or shower this afternoon with highs in the 80s. Right now, 65 degrees. Brakes Plus is over 1,000 brake and auto services daily. They are the experts. Brakes Plus is home of the $79 brake special and lifetime brakes starting at $99. For money-saving coupons and a location near you, visit brakesplus.com. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Grease up those bike gears and get ready to ride for the Buffs. Join AM 760 on Sunday, September 11th for the third annual Buffalo Bicycle Classic.
Choose from 35, 65, or 100-mile routes through scenic Boulder and Larimer counties.
And enjoy a post-race celebration, including entertainment and a pasta buffet.
Proceeds benefit the University of Colorado College.
Can I get you a diet soda, or can I get you something to drink? And you sit there and you wait and you wait and you wait. So you don't have to go through that with the Rockies Autos, because all you got to do is go to RockiesAutos.com and get pre-qualified for that late model truck, minivan, car, or SUV that you want. And while you're on RockiesAutos.com, take a check of their entire inventory. Their inventory is on there. Rocky's massive showroom is right there in your home. And let your mouse do the walking, and then you can do the selecting. And if you enjoy people and you're outgoing, how would you like to be part of Colorado's number one sales team? At Rockies Autos, those are the most important things that they look for when joining the Rockies family. As long as you have a positive attitude, they'll teach you everything there is to know about the business. And you can earn while you learn. Rockies pays every 2 weeks and will give you a $2,000 guarantee for the first 30 days. And you've heard me talk about how great the people at Rockies are. As a matter of fact, Mary and I are getting ready to buy another car from Rockies. That's how much we believe in it. Rockies Autos. Apply in person and ask for Colby if you want to become part of the Rockies team. And don't forget, Rockies matching down is still going on. The matching down incentive is still going on. Their summer hours, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m., and they're located at the corner of 63rd and Federal. You can't miss them.
Have you ever thought that you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? This is Dolph DeRoos, and I have successfully invested and made millions in real estate. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again.
We currently own 14 homes. The net worth of that real estate is over $2.5 million.
With my techniques, you can learn the secrets for spotting deals that come along on average once a week and pick up plenty of homes that generate lots of cash and become rich, very rich. Let me show you how you can get started today.
With less than 20 hours of work, I made $60,000 and have about $500 a month in income.
Call now and I'll rush you my free tape that explains how easy it is. 1-800-400-9349. Call 1-800-400-9349 and start making real money. That's 1-800-400-9349.
Farm than anybody else. See what a State Farm agent can save you today.
Like a good neighbor,
State Farm is there.
Good student discounts not available in all states.
If the government word is truth, if we cannot respect the hearts of these people, then this is not the country in which I was born in, and it's certainly not the country that I want to die in.
Jay Marvin.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
For 31 years in this business, it was like the blacklist years. You had to, like, hide who you were and what you were about.
This is still a government of the people, for the people, by the people.
I feel totally and completely liberated.
I don't think we need to be subliminal about the differences between our views.
The worst president we've ever had.
I love to smell a great pump in the morning.
America's favorite lefty. This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
It's the end of the world.
907, 7 minutes after 9 at AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk. High today could get as high as 90. Depending on where you're going to be along the Front Range, about a 30% chance of showers. Right now, blue skies, sunshine, and it's open phones. Tomorrow, 4 hours of open phones, but right now it's open phones at 303-713-7600. A couple of things to remind you about. John Conyers is having his hearing. John Conyers, the ranking Democrat on the House Judiciary Committee, who was told by House Republicans that he would be refused rooms for Democratic hearings, has found space in the Capitol for his forum on the Downing Street memos. It takes place today, and the hearing will be broadcast live on C-SPAN 3. That's C-SPAN 3. And speaking of the Downing memos, there's a demonstration today at 5 p.m. at the Denver Post Building, the Broadway side in Denver. Concerned citizens of the Metro Denver, Denver metro area will be meeting at the Broadway side of the Denver Post Building to protest the locals' media silence on the Downing Street memo and the implications that the United States knowingly engaged in a war based on false and manipulated intelligence. After the meeting at 5 p.m., the crowd will proceed to march down Broadway, visiting other local media outlets that have refused to fulfill their duties of ethical and impartial journalism, including Channel 4, Channel 7, and Fox 31. So that's today at 5 p.m. That's the Broadway side of the Denver Post Building in Denver. All right, let's go to the phones. And we go to Dave in Arvada. Dave, good morning. You're on AM 760.
Hi, how you doing?
Hey, Dave, how are you?
Oh, pretty good. Yeah, I just wanted to respond to some of these people that think the Democrats need to, you know, go for the moderates and things like that. I think I totally disagree. I mean, I'm an independent. A third of us in Colorado are independents. I've always voted Democrat. But, you know, they're going to have to go stronger to the left as far as I'm concerned. Randy Rhodes is right on the money. She's not even too far to the left. She's right where she needs to be. You know, they're going to lose my vote. If they go for the moderates, that's why we're in the problem we're in now. There's too many Democrats that just, they're too moderate.
Well, all right. So, in other words, if they're not left enough for you, they're going to lose your vote. Who are you going to vote for?
Well, I mean, they're not running yet. I mean, I would, you know.
Well, no, let's say theoretically that you get a moderate Democrat like Hillary Clinton to run for the presidency. Who are you going to vote for then if she's running?
Well, if she was that moderate, if she truly was too moderate, in my view, I would vote for a third party. It's time to start.
Okay, and then you would end up with a Republican in office again.
Do you think that would be
because I think there's a large difference between, say, Hillary Clinton and George W. Bush.
Oh yeah, definitely.
I think there's a large difference between John Edwards and George W. Bush. I think there's a large difference between Joseph Biden and George W. Bush.
All right, but now if Lieberman was running, I wouldn't vote for him. If Salazar was running, I wouldn't vote for him. Now,
well, Lieberman I don't think is going to run. He's had his time.
Yeah, now Clinton, I mean, she may not be that. I mean, maybe she. I would vote
for
her.
Let me ask you this. Let me try this on you. Do you think the United States of America was better off under Bill Clinton or under George W. Bush?
Oh, definitely Clinton, but I didn't like Clinton.
The United States better off under Clinton or George W. Bush?
Clinton.
Okay, so therefore, you're telling me that if Bill Clinton were to run today because he's not as left as you would like him to be, you would therefore vote for a third party, which would enable the Republicans to get into office.
Well, no, but if they were too moderate, I would.
I'm talking about if a moderate ran and the head of the Democratic ticket. You would therefore vote a third party, and you would enable the Republicans to get into office.
Possibly, because I don't see any difference.
And that would be a better deal. So you see no difference between George W. Bush and Bill Clinton.
Oh, I definitely see a difference, but
well,
you know,
Bill
we
Clinton's
wouldn't be
moderate.
In a war.
Well, Bill Clinton's a moderate.
But the war is not the only issue. It's the economy.
Well, under Bill Clinton, the economy was doing great, and we had a surplus in the national.
But
we didn't owe any money.
But actually, we weren't. Half the country really got hurt under the Clinton years. I mean, half did great.
You know what? That's a Republican argument that doesn't hold water.
No, it's true.
It's not true.
They got the statistics to prove it.
Who has the statistics? What's your source?
Well, I'll find out. I read it in the paper. But people were making... having to work two jobs just to pay because they're
you sound to me like a neocon when you start making those statements, because that's what the neocons always say, that Bush isn't responsible for the miserable shape the economy's in, and they try to pin it on 9/11 and they. Try to pin it on Bill Clinton, and the fact is he is. Did you vote for John Kerry?
Yes, and he ran a horrible campaign.
And he voted for the war.
Yeah.
But I'll ask you again: Do you think that the United States would be better off under George W. Bush or under John Kerry?
Under Kerry.
Well, then you just answered your own question. Why you shouldn't vote for a third party?
Well, only if they get too moderate.
You know, we're going around in circles here. Thank you, Dave. I appreciate the call. I mean, it's like a cat chasing its tail. Let's go to Grant in Chicago. Grant, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Oh, hi, Jay. I'm actually in Boulder like you. So you left the land of big deep dish pizza eating, beer gut drinking, and switched it for crunchy granola and slender legs, huh?
Well, I'm just trying to survive here, man. What's up?
Well, what's up is I thought I would talk to you about the issue. So is why is it the neocons and the Christian right seem to be so effective?
Well, I think Dave, the previous caller, is a good example as to why.
I think also you have to look at, too, is focus. I mean, even though the left does have, or you could say the left of center, moderate, left, whatever, has issues that could be more considered more attractive in how they can be done as sound bites, easy to understand, I don't think they're projected well enough onto the public, into their mindset. I think even many people who are on the moderate to the left have a hard time really saying, as if you had to describe what your party is about, they can't do in the sense of issues such as what the right could do, such as prayer in school, patriotism, security, war in Iraq, or flag burning, things like that. Things that really aren't really issues in terms of public policy, but resonate in terms of principles with people.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think those are also wedge issues, too.
I agree. By the way, Jay, before I let you go, I'm bringing you a little back to Chicago. This is my little impersonation there. Jay Marvin here.
9/14. Did you dump it? Did you check that out? Good man. John Turk. Fast on the switch. Don't fool with him. 303-713-7600. I mean, you know, when I was asking Dave, when I was trying to put Dave there through the ideological ringer, do you think that if John Kerry, who voted for the war in Iraq, you know, no question, but do you think if he were sitting in the White House today, would we have the kind of federal judges like Janice Rogers Brown being put forward and Pryor? No. I mean, there's a lot more to think of than just the war. And that was the whole gist of my, you know, discussion between 7 and 8 o'clock this morning. I mean, would we be in the position we're in now? Would public broadcasting be being besieged by the right? Would you end up getting a guy like Harry Tomlinson? Would you end up getting a guy who would edit global warming reports and then turn around and get a job with Exxon? Those kinds of things would not be going on, and perhaps we wouldn't be in Iraq if Al Gore won the first time. Think about all the people who voted for a third party that helped hand Bush the presidency. You know, of course, there was also the discrepancies in the ballots in Florida. And the Supreme Court, of course, handed Bush the presidency. But every vote counts and everything is precious. Because these neocons are out to change the shape of this country. And we've got to put a stop to it, and we got a chance to do it in 06 and 08. And unfortunately, the American system is not perfect, and we do boil down to the lesser of two evils. As much as I dislike it and you dislike it, that's basically what it's about. All right, more of your calls coming up here, and we can talk about that or anything.
This is Merlin Olson. Have you called the NASE yet? The National Association for the Self-Employed is one of your best resources to obtain access to affordable health, dental, vision, and critical illness plans. The NASC also offers other health, business, and personal benefits. If you are self-employed or own a small business, do what I did. Call the National Association for the Self-Employed. Call today to find out how the NASC can be your best resource for affordable benefits.
Call the NASC now. 888-217-5512, 888-217-5512. Big solutions for small businesses. Insurance plans are underwritten by the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. Association membership may not be required to obtain insurance, so call right now. 888-217-5512, 888-217-5512. Not available in all states.
Gates Planetarium at the Denver Museum of Nature and Science is proud to present Sonic Vision, a mind-blowing fusion of music and digitally animated visuals for the 21st century. Sonic Vision was created by the American Museum of Natural History in collaboration with MTV2 and recording artist Moby. Sonic Vision uses state-of-the-art technology to blend modern rock with vibrant visual artistry, featuring music from Moby, Radiohead, U2, Coldplay, Audioslave, and many more. Don't miss this unique visual and musical journey at the Gates Planetarium, starting this Friday. Get info at 303-322-7009.
Want to learn more about yourself? Want more insight into the lives of others? Then call Psychic Source now. 800-270-0975. New members get 10 minutes of intuitive guidance for just $19.95. Call Psychic Source now. 800-270-0975. We have over 100 psychics available. 10 minutes is just $19.95 for first-time callers. Tarot, astrology, numerology, and other ancient arts can offer you the insights you want. Call Psychic Source now. 800-270-0975. Talk for 10 minutes for just $19.95. New members only. Learn what a psychic reading can do for you. You need the source, Psychic Source. We're here right now. 800-270-0975. 800-270-0975. For entertainment purposes only.
Are you worried about your cholesterol or blood pressure? What about your joints? With all the news lately, what should you do? Well, have you considered omega-3 fish oil? Millions already have because it's safe, natural, and it really works. Fish oil is clinically proven to lower triglycerides and blood pressure. And now, new research reveals powerful benefits for stiff joints, wrinkled skin, and even poor concentration. If this sounds like you, we can help. We're Natural Start, and we want to rush you a free bottle of our premier omega-3 formula. Simply call 1-800-771-7544 and ask for your free bottle. We know that once you experience our omega-3, you'll become a loyal Natural Start customer. With three times the power of ordinary fish oil capsules, our advanced omega-3 delivers better and faster results. It's doctor-recommended and mercury-free. So call 1-800-771-7544 for your free bottle and experience the miracle of fish oil. That's 1-800-771-7544.
363-7665 and put an end to your smoking. Participation is on a fee-for-service basis.
Now it's getting serious. K. Marvin is on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 919, 19 minutes after 9. 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Afternoon, high today could get as hot as 90, depending on where you are along the Front Range. Ooh, the stones. All right. 303-713-7600. The open phones underway tomorrow. 4 hours of open phones. Let's go to Steve in Lafayette. Steve, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, Steve. How are you?
I'm fine. I had two unrelated comments. First of all, last Friday there was that Democrat Judicial Committee meeting on the or hearing on the Patriot Act.
Right.
Whatever came of that.
They voted overwhelmingly yesterday to strike off and not one of the provisions that has to deal with snooping on what library books you check out and what books you buy at a bookstore.
Yeah, but did the Democrats get to finish their hearing?
Yeah, I think there was some kind of an argument, but I'm not sure how that turned out. You know, I don't know.
No, the chairman picked up the gavel and walked out.
Yeah, that did happen.
After treating everybody very rudely.
Yeah, and I can't.
And cutting off the witnesses before they had a chance to answer the question.
Yeah, and I can't think of the guy's name. Was it Sensenbrenner?
Yeah, probably. He was the chairman of the committee.
Then it would be Sensenbrenner.
Yeah. So, you know, it sort of dropped off of the
Radar screen. And I, you know what? And I got to be honest with you and tell you that I don't know what happened. I just know what happened yesterday with the Patriot Act.
Right. Well, okay.
So you're safe to go to the library and you're safe to go buy a book and the government won't be snooping in it. Bush has hinted that he may veto it, but I bet she doesn't do it.
I have no idea about what Bush will do.
Well,
Bush is beyond prediction.
Yeah, that's true, but that's what he was talking about yesterday, but I don't think he'll do it. Because even members of his own party went against him yesterday.
Yeah, obviously, because that was a vote in the House. It must have been Republican.
Well,
going with the Democrats to do that.
Yep, they did.
And that's great. Now let's see what else they can do to fix it. Because the Democrats last Friday were saying there were 16 provisions that they thought were problematical.
Well, that one yesterday.
The Patriot Act.
Yeah, there are a lot of problems with the Patriot Act, but that one is pretty important, the one that they turned down yesterday. I mean, I don't know about you, but if I go to the public library, I don't want the government being able to know what I check out, and I don't think it's any business of the government what books I buy.
Right, and it didn't do any good.
No.
I mean, I don't think that they caught more than two or three people doing anything, or maybe even none.
We'll never know because part of the provision is that they don't have to tell you.
Some librarian was on the witness list that was shut down. Wanted to say something about it. I don't know what. But anyway, my second comment was on the Social Security issue, fixing it.
Mm-hmm.
My suggestion would be to consider raising the cap very high. I don't know how high, but only charging the person, not the employer. The employer wouldn't have to match it. And a lot of those people who make that kind of money are self-employed, and so what this would do is it would cut the amount they had to pay in half on that, you know, the extra. It would give away half the money, basically, but if you set the cap high enough, okay, you would get enough money.
Now they're talking about raising the age that you can retire to 69.
Well, they probably ought to do that, too.
Well, see, Social Security is not broke. And you know something? In its current situation, it'll pay out till 2042. How about this idea? How about getting the United States out of its massive debt so that we've got money to put towards Social Security and that we stop going into Social Security and borrowing from it to mask how much money we owe?
Well, of course we should do that.
Well, what about that idea?
That's a wonderful idea.
Yeah, well, I think it's about time George Bush talked about it, because the idea he's putting forward now doesn't seem to work.
But George Bush, I mean, he took the war off of the budget, and he gave a lot of money to the rich people with his tax cuts, and both of those things were perfectly voluntarily, apparently. I mean, he started the war voluntarily, he had the tax cuts voluntarily.
Well, when you say voluntarily...
it was his decision, he didn't have to do it.
No, that's the other thing. You can repeal those tax cuts, and that would also help out Social Security.
Well, that's what will balance the budget.
All right, Steve. Thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
Okay.
Have a good day. Let's go to Dan in Boulder. Dan, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Okay, I got two subjects that you were talking earlier this morning about why the conservatives and Republicans stay on message and win, and the liberals and Democrats don't seem to be able to do that. And the second subject is exit strategy for Iraq. Now, on the first one, the reason is conservatives believe the end justifies the means, and they will do anything necessary to get that end because they think that end is something good, so they will lie, cheat, or steal to achieve it. Liberals and Democrats believe the means justify the end, and so they execute honorable means to try to achieve their end, and sometimes they miss what the end is going to be.
See, I don't totally agree with that. I mean, I think that one of the things we get into is what I got into with Dave in Arvada. about you getting into this whole credentials examination and about you're not left enough and you're not progressive enough, and therefore, since you're not progressive enough, I'm not going to vote for you. And the United States, under the system that we have, which is not perfect, but no system is, you end up getting the lesser of two evils. It's always going to be that way. But then if you defect and you go to a third party to vote, you vote for a third party candidate, in effect, when your back is against the wall, like our back was against the wall in 2000 and our back was against the wall this last time around, you end up throwing your vote away.
Yeah, but I didn't say anything about labels of the politician, because I don't think extreme right or moderate right or middle of the road or moderate left or extreme left have anything to do with it, because the politicians will do whatever they think is necessary to get what they want.
Yeah, but I think it does have a lot to do with it, so you and I would disagree on that.
Okay, now the second one, the exit strategy of Iraq, just get out right now.
Can't.
It's the same thing as Yugoslavia was. Three religious groups held together by a strong leader, Tito. When he died, what happened? There's no Yugoslavia anymore. It's three separate countries. Same thing with Iraq. Get out and let them sort themselves out into three separate countries.
Well, I disagree with that, too. I don't think you can just pick up and leave.
Why not?
Because of the country, we owe them more than that. The country would degenerate into chaos, and we owe it to the Iraqis, since we screwed it up. We owe it to them to fix it, and it's an abrogation of our responsibility. And I think that the two things that we need to do is to bring the Sunnis more into the process, insist on that, which the administration is trying and not doing a very good job at. And the other thing is we've got to train those Iraqis to be able to police themselves. You know, that's like saying you spill something on somebody's carpet, and because it might take you a while to clean it up, well, you know, then you're just going to leave it and walk away. You just can't. I mean, I don't want to be there. You don't want to be there. There's evidence for the Downing Street memo that Bush lied about it. It's overwhelming. We're all frustrated by it, but the thing is, we're there. We, you know, we broke the damn jar, as Colin Powell says, and now it's up to us to fix it. We owe it to those people.
But we went in there for the wrong reason.
Well, that may be true. I mean, I agree. And the person who should be punished about that for going in for the wrong reasons would be George W. Bush. And I maintain that if we had a Democratic Congress at this particular time, he'd probably be facing impeachment.
I agree with you there, too.
But we can't turn around. But I think
that's where I disagree, because I think we can. We did in Vietnam. We did in Vietnam.
But it's not the same thing.
It is the same thing.
It is not. It's not the same thing.
We went in for the wrong reasons. We stayed there too long for the wrong reasons. When we saw we couldn't win, we pulled out. It's going to happen in Iraq.
The difference between Vietnam and Iraq is, in Vietnam there was one unifying force, the National Liberation Front. And there was one leader, and it was Ho Chi Minh. And there was one entity that was directing the war, and that was the Communist Party of Vietnam. In Iraq, you don't have that. In Iraq, you've got Sunnis, you've got Kurds, you've got Shia, you've got these people. It will degenerate into a very bloody, very ugly civil war. And you know something? We owe those people, because we went in there and we broke it. Now we have to fix it. That's
okay.
Just common sense. That's common sense, and that's taking responsibility for your actions.
Well, we'll disagree on that one, too, then. Let's say Yugoslavia.
Well, Yugoslavia. What about Yugoslavia?
It's the same thing as Iraq. Three separate religious groups, three separate countries.
But not the same thing.
Well, we didn't go in there and cause the...
No, we didn't run in there and destroy everything. We didn't go in there and cause massive unemployment and disrupt the infrastructure like we did. You know, the one damning thing that nobody talks about is that other British memo that leaked out earlier this week,
right,
about how the British came back and said, well, you know something? These people have no plan for what to do in post-war Iraq. I mean, what this administration did, to me, borders on criminal negligence.
Me too, I agree.
And you know, and that's what makes it very different from Vietnam or Yugoslavia or anywhere else. And, we're damned if we do and we're damned if we don't.
Okay, the British created Iraq, right? Let's give it over to them. Make them fix it.
Well, you know something? We could have gone in there with a unified force from around the world, but you know what? The world didn't want anything to do with it, and when they didn't want anything to do with it, we thumbed our nose at them. Hey, remember Donald Rumsfeld?
Yeah.
That's the quote-unquote old Europe.
Yeah.
I mean, what a jackass that guy is.
We're still dealing with a guy who dumped his motorcycle. That's at 28th and Arapahoe, and the turnpike moving along fine in both directions through Broomfield and Westminster. Today's weather, sunny skies this morning, maybe a thunderstorm or shower this afternoon with highs in the 80s. Right now it's 73 degrees. If you'd like to save on your next tank of gas, be sure to use your SuperCard when you do your weekly shopping. Accumulate $100 in grocery purchases and to save 10 cents a gallon on your next fill-up at any King Supers Fuel Center.
Tired of renting? Do you want to start building equity in your own home today? Call United Federal Mortgage now to attend their free and informative home buying education class on Saturday, June 25th from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Classes are filling up fast. Seating is limited. Call 303-759-8484 now or click on the link to reserve your spot. They will teach you all you need to know about buying a home. Learn how to access free grants and gift programs to use for your down payment. Find out how to buy a home with no money down. Earn a certificate to use with FHA loans. Click on the link now to reserve your seat for this great class, 303-759-8484, for this exciting class that covers all aspects of the home buying process. If you are ready to buy now or are just wondering how to get started, this is the class for you. Click on the link now or call 303-759-8484. United Federal Mortgage, helping renters become homeowners. Call 303-759-8484 now to reserve your spot for this free class and start down the road to owning your own home today.
Are you getting promoted at the speed you want and getting the raises you deserve now? If not, contact DeVry University's Keller Graduate School of Management about earning a nationally recognized MBA while you work at one of their 72 locations or online. In Keller's MBA program, learn the latest skills in your field so you have a competitive edge and get promoted faster. Get serious. Find out now how to make this happen. Click right now on the Keller banner in your audio player to learn more. Keller Graduate School of Management. Traction for your career.
When you're struggling with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt's all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
The people who provide Care One Credit Counseling Services know how to help you get out of debt and get on with your life, so call them now. 800-379-9142. 800-379-9142. We can help you stop the collection calls, pay off your debt sooner, and save up to 57% every month.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. Gather up your bills and talk to the people who can help, to the people who care. Call Care One Credit Counseling now. 800-379-9142. 800-379-9142. 800-379-9142.
And save on lawn and garden supplies. Hurry, True Value's weekend project sale ends June 26th. Help is just around the corner.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, playing fewer commercials than ever. And to celebrate, we're giving you a chance to win $1,000 four times every weekday. All you have to do is sign up at am760.net, then listen for your name.
Hi, this is Don Seidelberg from Aurora. I heard my name on the radio and I won $1,000.
Get more details at am760.net. Fewer commercials and a chance to win $1,000 four times every weekday. From AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning. 9:34, 26 minutes in front of 10 o'clock. 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms and a high today near 90. Could be near 90, depending on where you are. All right, it's open phones here at AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. Let's go back to the phones and we'll go to Peggy, who's been hanging on in Littleton. Peggy, good morning.
Jay, how are you?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. Great show today.
Thanks.
Listen, I just wanted to put in my two cents about the media coverage on the Downing Street memos.
Sure.
Not only are they ignoring it, but they're doing an even dirtier trick when they do have to acknowledge it. And I'll just give you an example. Andrea Mitchell, you know who she is, I'm sure.
Right.
The other day on MSNBC, when she had to, you know, acknowledge the existence, said that it was not a smoking gun because, and I quote, anyone who was not brain dead in the summer of 2002 knew what Bush was up to. So what they're doing is saying that the Downing Street memo is not news because we all knew Bush was lying. So it was okay if he lied because we knew he was.
Yeah,
and that's how they're dismissing it.
You know, CNN's giving it some pretty good coverage, but Andrea Mitchell, I mean,
yeah,
that's just a stupid comment
but
on her part.
But I've seen, I go to Media Matters, and I've seen probably six or seven other pundits that have said that the Downing Street memo is not news.
Right.
Because we all knew that he was lying. And the thing is it makes you angry. You think of the vilification that went on for Michael Moore, Joe Clark, Richard Clark, Joel Wilson, when they spoke the truth, and all these people allowed the vilification, but they knew the truth. I mean, this is just unconscionable to me that they're now saying, oh, it's not a big deal because we all knew he was lying. So why didn't you clue the rest of us in that he was lying? Do you
yeah,
see?
I'm right there with you on that.
You know, I mean, it just, so I sent off a letter to Andrea Mitchell and say, how dare you lie to us for 3 years? And that's the only way we're going to get them to drop that tactic, is to, because all they're trying to do is diminish the importance of it. And if we allow them to do it, that way, the only way we can stop them from doing that is saying, well, then you were a liar too.
Right.
You know, so I think we do need to call anybody on it that says that, you know, if they try to dismiss it in that way.
I'm with you 100%, Peggy.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. Let's go to Ben in Colorado Springs. Ben, you're on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hi, Jay. Love
Hi, Ben.
Your show.
Thanks.
I'm a conservative, but I listen all the time. And I think you're right about the discord in the Democratic Party. And I think the reason for it is there's a powerful dynamic working in the Democratic Party that the Republican Party doesn't really have to deal with. And that is the special interests in the Democrat Party. There are a lot more of them there than in the Republican Party. And they're very powerful in the Democratic Party. You have the abortion people, the homosexual lobby, the teachers union, animal rights, anti-war, separation of church and state folks, the radical end of the environmentalist movement. And when you put all these together, you can't run a candidate who's going to embrace all those.
Well,
and these people feel... I'm sorry.
Well, I was going to say, it's interesting that you take causes that involve human beings and label those as special interests, when in reality, what special interests are moneyed groups, and there's no more a good example of moneyed groups in the Republican Party. And look at this guy who just recently went out of the White House and got a job at ExxonMobil. I mean, the Republican Party is rife with special interest groups and takes corporate money like there's no tomorrow. And the Democratic Party, of course, takes some. But, you know, there's a movement afoot inside the Democratic Party to wean themselves away from it. You know, there are a lot of conflicting views in the Democratic Party, that's for sure, and there's a lot of different people involved. But I wouldn't use the label special interests.
Okay. Well, take off the label special interests and put strong conflicting views, because the fact of the matter is you can't run a national candidate who will embrace all those views. And when one of these groups is rejected by whatever candidate gets put up there, they're going to be very disheartened. And on top of that, what the Republican Party's been doing recently is they're highly organized. They're goal-oriented. Their goal is a permanent Republican majority. And they set out a course of action of how to achieve that through redistricting, coalition building.
Yeah, through gerrymandering, right?
Yeah, and the way the House of Representatives is set up now is there's a very little chance of turnover the way the districts are drawn. In the U.S. Senate, well, in 2000, the next election, Rick Santorum, Republican, he's vulnerable. But there are several Democrats in red states who are very, very vulnerable, and they're probably going to get the same thing done to them that Tom Daschle happened to him. And while Howard Dean is out there yelling Republicans are jerks, Karl Rove is going to Lincoln Day dinners in Wisconsin. President Bush goes to the upper Midwest to some small school that no one's ever heard of to give a graduation address. I mean, that's not by accident, Jay. And I'll tell you something else that you probably don't know. Every year, the Republican National Committee gives an award to the state that does the best job in registering voters.
Oh, guess I do know about
won?
That.
Oh, guess what state won it last year?
I have no idea.
New Mexico. A state that George Bush won by like 500 votes in 2000.
You know, the only thing you're leaving out, though, in your rosy scenario is the public opinion polls are starting to run against you. How do you explain that?
I don't know how accurate those polls are. I mean, I see polls
all the time. Come on. Come on.
I mean,
come on. That's an old con, is to say that they're not accurate. I mean, all of these polls that have been taken here recently all show the same thing over and over again. People are turning against American foreign policy, that the Congress, which is Republican dominated, is at its lowest point ever as far as approval ratings goes, and that President Bush's approval ratings are also sinking.
Well,
so, in other words, what's happened is the electorate has turned the country over to the Republicans, and the Republicans aren't doing such a very hot job at it.
they may not be doing a great job at it, but it's going to take a heck of a lot for the Democrats to take over just the way the system's turned.
If things keep going the way they are, man, you know, if you take things for granted, they often have a tendency to blow up on you. Ben, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. It's 941 at AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. Well, anybody want to answer Ben and what he was saying about the Republicans versus the Democrats? We'll take more of your calls coming up tomorrow. 4 hours of open phones. Anything and everything you want to talk about here on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive.
Searching for a bachelor's or master's degree program can be a daunting process. Why not study from a college that is focused on the humanities and sciences that allows you to build a course of study that is both interesting and convenient with your busy schedule?
The College of the Humanities and Sciences offers associate's, bachelor's, and master's degrees, as well as a diploma program, allowing students the opportunity to explore imaginative literature, natural science, philosophy and religion, social science, education, and jurisprudence degree programs from the comfort of their homes. Because coursework is distance education-based, students design their own curriculum and set a study schedule that's convenient for them. To find out how you can start advancing your educational goals today, click on the banner ad inside this media player. Log on to www.chumsci.edu or call 1-877-248-6724. The College of the Humanities and Sciences, your first choice for distance learning.
Worry is emotional torture. It consumes you and robs you of happiness and peace of mind. Anxiety is worry gone out of control, and you can't help it. It tears at your nerves and rips at your heart. It makes your mind race in circles and keeps you from enjoying the moment. Sometimes people turn to medication or alcohol for relief, but medications can have negative side effects, and some medications, as well as alcohol, can be addictive, causing more problems. Anxiety and the worry that goes with it ruins relationships and careers and tears families apart. And people that love you, they tell you to just stop it, that you're doing it to yourself, but you can't because you don't know how. I can show you how. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me send you a powerful free tape that will provide you with insight and hope.
For this wonderful free tape, call 1-800-447-0207. That's 1-800-447-0207.
Stop by your neighborhood Moe's Southwest Grill today and choose from a menu of burritos, salads, quesadillas, and more, made fresh right in front of you. And visit Moe's.com to get the burrito fanatic in your life a Moe's gift certificate. Welcome to Moe's.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? They're loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference. American Financing Corporation.
County Line Liquor is paying back their loyal customers with the Savings Train Card. Pick up a Savings Train Card, fill in your favorite item, and have your card stamped with each purchase. Buy 6 of your favorite item, you get the next one at half price, or buy 12 and get the next one for a penny. Good on every item in the store, including sale items. No games, no gimmicks, no case discounts. Hop on the Savings Train today at County Line Liquor, County Line and Broadway.
If you're a diabetic, iCare Medical makes getting your testing supplies as easy as 1, 2, 3. First, there are no upfront costs. Second, we file all your claim forms. And third, you'll never wait for reimbursement. How easy is that? Plus, we carry all the major testing supplies, and you never have to leave your home to get them. We deliver them right to your door. No more going out in bad weather. No more waiting in line at the drugstore. We do all the paperwork and we will deliver right to your door. iCare Medical is a participating Medicare provider. We accept most private insurances. Call this number.
800-365-6303. 800-365-6303. Have your diabetic testing supplies delivered to your home right now. 800-365-6303. 800-365-6303.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-765-5678. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-765-5678. That's 1-800-765-5678.
Call us in Boulder, Cherry Creek, and the Denver Tech Center at 303-447-9000. That's 303-447-9000.
Man, I'm able to get out, and I think the administration needs to level with us about what's going on over there and stop lying to us day in and day out about what's happening. I mean, I think that those two things definitely need to happen. We need to definitely get some kind of a program going to get it to get ourselves out the right way.
Yeah, I understand, but I guess... See, the way I see it is like we're over there to control the government. Whatever government gets in there, we will control that the way our government wants it controlled. And we want to control the region. I think I heard that there's 14 military bases being built there.
Yeah, and I don't think we should be building those. And I don't think we should look at controlling the government. I don't think we should look at controlling the area. We should train the Iraqi troops. So, look, one of the biggest mistakes that this administration made was as soon as we took over there, we fired everybody. And we let all those troops loose with all those armaments. And they had no place to go because they had unemployment. And unemployment breeds discontent. We need to train the troops to be able to protect the Iraqi government, and we need to get out. I mean, that's, you know, it's as simple as that. And we also need to make sure that the Sunnis are involved in the process, and that'll quell some of the insurgency. But we definitely don't need to be building hard bases there, and we definitely don't need to be staying there.
Yeah.
I have no problem with that. I mean, I don't think it should be a long-term situation, which is what this administration is talking about. I think that's absolutely wrong.
Right. All right.
I mean, we need a timetable to get out the right way. And the administration owes it to the American people to tell us how long it's going to take and when we can look to get out. And their excuses about, well, you just emboldened the insurgency by giving that information. No, that, you know, that's a cover. That's just BS. That's not having to confront the problem.
Yeah. All right. Well, the only other comment I wanted to make was on why the Democrats, you know, aren't as aligned as the Republicans are. The Republicans are like robots, you know. It's sort of like why I'm all in favor of unions, but the one thing I always didn't like about unions was that if the majority said we're going out on strike, whether or not there was 20 or 30% of the people that said, hey, you know, we have good reasons why we shouldn't go out on strike, you were supposed to follow the union vote. Well, that's the way the Republicans are. It's like they make a decision and all the Republicans follow behind it like, you know, little sheep. Whereas the Democrats, what I like about the Democrats is that even though they don't get maybe a line behind, everybody doesn't get a line behind the issues, or there's individuality within the Democratic Party.
Yeah, and there's also, the Democrats are also a minority party with no control either over the Senate, the House of Representatives, or the executive branch. I mean, to a certain degree, in any political movement or social movement, you have to have solidarity. And we don't have any solidarity. And the lack of solidarity gets us into trouble. Yeah. I mean, you can have all the individuality you want, and that's all well and good, But I'll tell you one thing. You'll sit out of power, and I'll ask you, just like I asked Dave in Arvada, the same question. Are we better off with George W. Bush as the president of the United States, or would we have been better off with Al Gore?
Well, of course we'd have been better off with Al Gore.
Well, but then we had two things that went wrong there. We had Florida and the vote tampering, and we also had those people who opted out to vote for Ralph Nader. And, that enabled the Republicans to get into power.
Well, that's true. But also, I think the Democratic Party, if they want to win in 2006 and 2008, they need to go after the, whatever it was, 45% of the people that didn't vote.
I agree there, too. I think that's also part of it. We have to have a greater effort to get people out and to get them to vote. But we have to have some solidarity. If you have no solidarity, you have chaos.
Yeah.
And that equates to a losing proposition.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, man. Take care.
All right, you too.
All right. Let's go to George in Lakewood. George, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hey, Jay.
Hi, George.
Good morning. I want to follow up a little bit on that previous caller you had. What was his name? Bob? Bill? The Republican?
Ben, I think.
Ben. Okay. Well, I think one of the beauties of the Bush administration, ironically enough, is that they show us the need for all of his so-called special interest Democratic groups, which you termed more like human rights or human interest.
Yeah, they're human. Groups. They're not special interests. They're people. What are people of special interest?
But it shows us the necessity of the separation of church and state group, of women's rights groups, of environmental groups. I mean, all of those groups have a very, very viable necessity to be attended to, and George Bush's unilateral presidency is showing us the dire need that we have for that. And you've been talking about whether or not we should get out of Iraq, which, if I'm going to agree with you, I would say, well, we need to surrender a lot of control. I mean, we have historically had so much unilateral control following George Bush's dad that we controlled the oil for food sanctions. And we insisted on maintaining that control. And, a lot of people like to say that Russia and Germany and France were trying to undermine our control. The only person who tried to undermine our control was Dick Cheney. And a lot of this stuff hasn't even been touched on. But yet, the point is that we really need to surrender so much control and to change the way we do things. And in my opinion, the first thing we need to do is get rid of George Bush if we're going to correct the situation in Iraq.
I couldn't agree more. And I think that what we need to do is train those troops, and we need to make a commitment to get out. And when I talk about a commitment to get out, I'm talking about an absolute commitment to get out, that the Iraqi government either lives or dies by its own means, and that we have no strings attached either on oil or anything else, and that we bring every single member of our troop force home.
But Jay, if I could say just one more thing before I have to get off.
Sure.
I wonder about the royal family's control before Saddam Hussein, and I kind of wonder if Iraq really had a very peaceful type of an environment before Hussein took over, before George Herbert Walker Bush and the CIA helped Hussein undermine the royal family and take over Iraq. I'm just kind of wondering about that. Was it actually more peaceful? Was it actually more better run?
Well, it was probably more peaceful, but it was a hell of a lot more autocratic, too.
Okay. Well, I don't know that much about it. Thank you for the information.
You
Have
got it,
man.
Day. Thanks for the call.
Okay.
Let's go to Dave in Boulder. Dave, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hi.
Hey, Dave.
Hey, to the last caller, a good source on Iraqi history is the writing of Kenan Nakia, Makiya, anti-Saddam dissident, and he's sort of stayed out of the clutches of the Bush administration since the change. Jay, last time I talked to you, I had to dial 312 first.
Wow, that was a long time ago.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thanks.
100-foot of wire from the burned-out vacuum cleaner across the backyard trick. Yeah. I may agree with you more than I think I do. Bear with me here. But the right wing likes to say that media coverage here is negative of the war because they're ignoring all the good we do, like building schools and roads and hospitals.
Right.
Well, are the Iraqi people that stupid that they can't build their own schools and roads and hospitals? So the question is, how is that different from you saying that they can't do their own security?
Well, they can't do their own security because they're not trained to do it. That's number one. They've never had to do it before to the degree that they would have to do it now with an insurgency roiling around in the country. And when you were talking about building materials and about construction, you know, it's funny you bring this up. I mean, this is an example of how the Bush administration screwed things up. You know, one of the things that Iraq had prior to the war was they had a pretty good construction industry, and they were pretty good at doing things like making drywall and other stuff. And what the neocons did was they put a bunch of their American Heritage Foundation lackeys in to run the provisional coalition authority, and rather than buying the materials locally and putting people to work in Iraq, they went and bought the stuff from Halliburton and Kellogg Brown and Root and other suppliers.
Importing cement from America, can you believe
that? Yes, cement from America coming in from across the border of Kuwait. And I mean, that was another tragic, stupid, backwards, ridiculous mistake that this administration has made, and they've gotten away with it because nobody has raised their hand and said, "Hey."
Unless you follow the money.
Hey, yeah, exactly.
I was checking my mail. Did you see today's note from Greg Palast?
No, I haven't been able to get into my email yet.
Oh, he's talking about the Downing Street memo and all the other little things that come up with it. January 2003, Robert Ebel, former CIA oil analyst, is sent, according to BBC, to London to meet with Fadhil Chalabi, connection to Ahmed Chalabi, to plan terms for taking over Iraq's oil 2 months before the invasion.
Oh, absolutely. I don't doubt that at all.
A whole list of stuff.